Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium listeners sports podcast for the Blackout Tips. I'm your host Rod, as always, except for that one time, joined by my co-host Jay Limbaugh. What's going on, Jay?
What's up, soul brother number one?
Oh, you know it's all good over here, you jive sucker.
Hey man, I'm about here trying to avoid these white breads and trying to hold a brother down.
The peck of woods is everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
How they do.
We right also, on, my brother. Right on.
See, he missed you Wednesday.
We also have soul sister number one in here. Karen, what's going on?
Oh, just being cool out in these streets, cat.
Soul sister.
I'm glad you was able to make it, slick.
Me too. I'm just out here for the cause.
We got a lot of jive turkeys to talk about today.
Right on. That Black Panther movement.
I guess the first thing we should do is probably get to the emails. We'll do that first.
Music first? Emails.
Oh, no. You're absolutely right. How did I
almost skip the intro?
I'll be forgetting what I did. Recorded so many shows the last 2 days.
You've been busy, man.
Yeah. Let me get our where's our music here? Wait, did I delete the music? What the fuck? Oh, there it is. No, that's not it. That waitress signs us up in 2 seconds. Here we go.
That's what I said. It's old school.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about
balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I wanna have sex with a personality. Dry hump her positive traits.
Ride that
give
wave.
Her foul into a feeling. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. You broke nigga.
Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
That's a fly cat right there.
He was out of sight. We got some emails to do. I guess we'll start with that first. Orlando writes in, what's up, Rod and Justin?
What up, oh dog?
I was sitting here listening to Football Night in America, and they asked Tony Dungy, would you take Ray Rice if you were still coaching? And he was very quick to say yes, as long as Ray is willing to admit his mistakes. Now, wouldn't Ray Rice be more of a distraction than Michael Sam?
Come on now.
Just curious as to what you two thought about that. Keep up the great work, Orlando, at OGreen32 on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. OG yeah. Number one.
That was the only brief second I caught of Sunday Night Football like 2 weeks ago. And my first thought was, this nigga. What? There is, like... That was the last straw, and that was the first time I've ever said something about Tony Dungy on Twitter, and nobody responded. Because before this, anytime I brought that shit up, people would be like, no, but see, man, you got to understand. He just trying to say that he wouldn't. Man, I said, so this nigga would take arguably the most distracting and controversial player in the NFL, period.
This shit worse than Mike Vick and the dog incident, bro.
Dude, there's a videotape. There's no fucking way you put this dude in the locker room and they don't ask everybody from the janitor on up about this dude hitting a woman.
Think TMZ won't be on though? So Tony Dungy, have you ever hit your wife, huh? You hit your wife? You like it? You like abusers?
Tony Dungy, do you like to hit the blunt? Do you like to hit your woman more? What do you like to hit?
Which one you like? You like where Rice hit the hole, or you like it when he hit Janae?
Yeah.
Which one impressed you more? Which one got
Tony
more hits?
Do you like to smack your wife's ass or smack her in the face?
So, like, it's funny that they would even do that shit, because the other part of it that's weird is, his wife had to go on ABC, Good Morning America, and talk about the abuse. Ray Rice had to go on ABC, Good Morning America, and talk about abuse. How can his mind just be on football right now?
You know what's frustrating, man? A dude with so much power that he has and influence, he is so reckless with it.
Yeah.
He is out here really Osama bin Laden, like just everything anti-Muslim that I don't like, I want it blown up. And that's what he's doing. He out here blowing up people's lives. Like, if he'd have came out with something different right now, Michael Sam might be in the NFL.
Right.
Cause he has that much influence.
He was the guy that people could go to be like, see, we all respect him and he's against Michael Sam, being on his football team. So obviously it's okay to think that him being gay is too much for the NFL. So it's very funny to see him say that about Ray Rice. Keep in mind, Ray Rice ain't even averaged 3.5 yards a carry the year before. It's not even like, oh, you're getting a good player. Mm-hmm. Like, they put Justin Forsett on that team, and this nigga immediately was good. Because he's good.
Same line.
Yeah, it's just Ray Rice is terrible. End of discussion. Like, so, yeah, man, I saw that shit, and I was really disgusted. Like, you know. And like I said, I tweeted about it, and nobody said shit. Because everybody was like, I can't win this one tonight, so I'm going to just stop.
So that's when you start adding the people, like that's when you want to favorite them old tweets. Like that's what I'm gonna have to start doing, man. Mm-hmm. Is when people trolling me, I just need to start favorite them tweets so that when time and history get back on my side and be like, oh, remember this? Remember when you was advocating for women to get beat and distractions?
They ain't gonna remember it just the women didn't remember getting raped by Bill Cosby.
Karen got her agendas. Bill Cosby is definitely one of her agendas right here.
Yeah, he definitely on the list.
yeah, he on the list of fuck you.
Balls Deep Sports, the rage inside the Rams D. For my man AJ the engineer. What up, Rod and Justin? Man, I'm so hyped over my fantasy playoffs, y'all. I started last in my league and crawled into the winner's bracket playoff with a losing record.
Yeah.
Everybody was shit talking about my squad, but nobody saw my secret weapon. I played the Rams defense. The Rams balled out the week before, and I know they heard all those comments about hands up, don't shoot display. So I figured the Rams players would hear all the criticism, bottle the rage up inside.
Smart.
Good one, man. Good one.
And release it on the Washington Redskins. No disrespect, J. Trill.
I appreciate that. Read this man emails anytime.
I won the game against our league's top seed, and he even played Peyton Manning that day. Oh, nigga.
Yeah, that was that day Peyton Manning scored, like, the first time he scored no touchdowns in the damn game.
I had Peyton Manning in a league where it was the first round of the playoffs, the all-black league, that I've won 5 out of 6 years or some shit like that. Some ridiculous amount.
Yeah, you won, like, every year except for one, right?
Yeah, this nigga Peyton Manning gave me a hot 4 points.
Mm-hmm. He had like a 51, 52 game streak where he at least scored one touchdown.
I was so mad. I went and looked at my squad. I said, is this for real? Like, are we being for real right now? That mm-hmm. this nigga really gave me 4 points?
Yeah, they won.
In the first round of the goddamn playoffs? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Oh, I want everybody fired.
Start with John Fox.
But yeah, he said he even started Peyton Manning that day, so that's actually a point for your favor. This dude I beat has been shit talking the entire season, but he quiet now.
Hey, I love this email because it's so petty. You know I love pettiness.
And you know the dude can't even hear this because he probably don't listen to this show.
Right, probably not a subscriber.
AJ just getting his anger out.
I love it.
So Justin gonna be the petty officer?
I love it. Way to whoop his ass.
I know y'all will discuss fantasy football playoffs, but I wanted to know if you guys had any favorite playoff moments from the past or the present. Put the pussy on the chain wax, y'all.
Shit. Put the pussy on the chain wax. Hey, Bill Cosby taking the pussy.
Yeah,
he taking the pussy off the chain wax.
He couldn't be at our pool party.
No, he banned.
I gotta say, like, my favorite actual fantasy playoff memory is probably this one year I had, I think it was New England's kicker, and that motherfucker threw a touchdown and kicked like 7 field goals.
Yes, he did.
It was crazy as shit, and I ended up winning and because of that kicker. Like, I was going to lose, and that motherfucker went off.
He was balling. You was like, what the fuck? How does a kicker score a touchdown, but I'll take the points?
Like, I was really sitting there like, man, only way I'm going to win this shit is this nigga start throwing touchdowns. Oh, shit! They faked it. They throwing a touchdown. Like, I remember that shit. Trying to think if I've had any other, like, you know, because I haven't really had a lot of upsets because normally I go into it, and I'm, like, the number one team. Now, this week, I had one of my top 5 fantasy playoff memories. we'll definitely be getting to that, Dr. Doe Stats. We'll definitely be talking about that, but I'm going to save that for the next segment. Trevor writes saying, what's up, Rod? Oh, wait, did y'all have any?
I don't. Mm-hmm. You know,
ironically, you don't really play.
I play sports, but I don't really watch them that much like that.
Yeah. All right, so Trevor yeah, Karen, go ahead.
I guess for me, it's not really top. Well, I guess it'd be top. Most of mine is when we play the Ike Turner Bowl.
Yeah.
I like them moments. I think I won like one out of the 85 times we played.
I would say this whole season has been fun for me.
Me too. I've been losing, but yes.
But it's cool to compete against y'all, and the people that listen to the show. Like, that's been real cool for me. So this will have to be my top moment. Because before, even though it's been people I've known, it wasn't fun.
Right.
This has been fun. So this is my top moment.
Cool, man. Well, I just want to have this moment for life.
This moment for life.
Back to the email. What up, Rod and Justin? I'm Trevor.
What up, T-Dog?
This RG3 shit is pretty sad.
Uh-oh.
I remember on the show you guys said if they didn't cut or release him, the team would owe him like $18 million. I don't remember saying that, but Justin said that. I think. Did you say that?
Now, you looked it up, his contract.
Yeah, it was something like they needed to cut his ass by like a certain day in 2015 or they was going to have to. Yep. Look, that nigga is cut.
Yeah, he going to have to restructure his contract or he gone.
There's no way. So he says, you think he was thinking about all that money while doing this? And what he's saying is he linked me to an article that says RG3 punting footballs for 40 minutes is a sad, inexplicable story. According to the Washington Post, Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
He checked one off his list last week. According to CBS DC Chris Lingenbach, Jones told radio host Jason Bishop 106.7, The Fan, during the Monday radio spot, that Griffin stayed on the field at Redskins Park after Friday's practice and aimlessly kicked balls into the air.
Like a little kid.
He got you. That's, I mean, it's not like he really practiced, though.
That's when they broke you, though, man. That's when they got you.
You know, just kicking balls in there because you pissed.
Last Friday after practice, Griffin was on the field by himself for like 40 minutes, just punting the ball, running after it. Punting the ball and running after it.
Well, you ain't got nobody to play with.
Like a kid.
Right, yes, like a kid.
Like when you're an only child and they just give you a ball. Like,
they just say, go play. I don't care what you do, but get the hell out of here.
The guy looks like he's lost, doesn't know what's going on, so I did feel bad for him. So
no, you know what he should have did? He should have picked up that phone call.
Yep. should have got McNabb on speed dial.
Right. You would be going through this bullshit. You'd have been left the team a long time ago for your career ended up like this.
You know, he'd have been there,
but he might not have these injuries.
Correct.
You know, you know me now, sending him straight to voicemail now.
Of course. Hey,
when he called McNabb, it's an advertisement for Campbell Soup. Mm-hmm. Like, that's...
Hi, you reached Donovan McNabb's mother. You sure should try some chunky Campbell Soup.
It'll make you feel better. It'll heal the inside.
We have flavors from clam chowder all the way to beef stroganoff.
So he trolled him and get the Popeyes woman voice. So she could say baby a lot.
That Popeyes woman is good.
Yeah, she is.
She be making me believe she cooked that shit.
Right?
Like it's her recipe.
Yeah. Like she, I mean, I know it's coming out of a machine, but she really be like, Have you tried my new battered shrimp? I take coconut, marinate it 3 hours in hot sauce, and then I put 17 different spices on it.
That'd be a little flower on her outfit and everything.
Yeah. You're like, she probably did make that shit.
And shipped it to all the stores.
Right.
You're not going to get me like you did with KFC Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Like, I knew Colonel.
I don't believe him.
I knew Colonel Sanders was stealing his recipe from Slade.
Of course. That's obvious.
That was obvious. But, yeah, that black woman, I'll be believing she made that shit. What's her real name? Like, Mabel or something?
Mabel. Lucille.
She got to change just for the part.
Right.
What if you just saw her on the streets and she was just, like, she had actually had a British accent or something?
I'd be so fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Like, good day.
But like, y'all sure can act.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
Cheerio, pip pip.
I do love you guys, American chicken.
Chicken is delicious.
Yes.
So wait a minute, Bishop said. He was on the practice field in the bubble just punting the ball. like a kid would just out in the backyard. Jones affirmed this. Out there on the practice field.
We're talking about practice, dog.
Right. He stayed there. This was outside after everybody in the locker room changed their clothes.
And going home to their families.
Getting ready to go. He's just out there. Damn. He's just out there for like 40 minutes punting the ball. He'd rather run after it, punt the ball. He'd run after it, punt the ball.
Hey, man. Karen just fixed the Rubik's Cube. She solved it.
Yeah.
He can't go home. Because now, that's the other thing about he got that white bread at the house.
Mm-hmm. And she don't understand.
You know, she don't understand that you about to lose your job. And what you mean, you know, you riding the bench. You know what I mean? Like, she don't understand it. And he got problems. He can't go home. He trying to avoid that conversation because she reading the newspapers.
Of course.
You know, he had been slick. He had sent her, you know, oh, baby, I'm going to send you to the spa during prime news time. You know what I mean?
I hope they say the receipts on all them gifts the fans have sent them.
Oh, he still got to cash them in.
What? Cash them all in.
He donated them chair like a damn fool.
Man, you know what's funny, too, is this nigga really is a weirdo, man. Like, not in the way that dude called him a cornball brother, tried to question his race. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah, that's not cool.
He got a white woman. He vote Republican. He ain't black. Like, oh, I hate
that
shit.
That's not the same.
But he is a weirdo. Like, if that dude hadn't jumped on there and tried to make it a racial thing and just had been like, look, I think RG3 is a weird dude, I could definitely understand being like, oh, there you go. Like, this is evidence you were right. Now, instead, he just ended up getting fired because he didn't know how to shut the fuck up. To review, Griffin acted out the saddest scene in Charlie Brown. Okay, that not an editorial.
Was Lucy out there, too?
Yeah, they did have this song on there, though.
I'm so lonely.
Kicking the ball, watching it slowly go in the air as he run after it.
Mr. Lonely. I have no place to go.
I'm killing time.
Dude, somebody can make the illest Vine.
What?
With this Incredible Hulk movie.
Yes, they can.
And him just kicking that ball. just 6 seconds of him kicking the ball, running after it. I would watch that shit.
I need to get the Vine app so I can actually make Vines.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because that shit right there is the truth.
So he says here, and from listening to the show before, him calling Donovan McNabb from the facility, you think Donovan was probably at home. Like, if he had a Nubian queen waiting for him at home, he'd rush home for practice and get some of that love you can only get from a black queen through a difficult time like Siobhan Wade did.
T-Dog, we on the same plays, though.
He said, no disrespect.
Untaken.
Yo, man, they learning. They starting to write in our language, man.
Writing our language.
See why people do these shows. Should Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher, oh wait, hold on. But yes, I think if he, you know, he need to have some sisterly loving, man. You know, he just ain't built for it. I think it was Maine Shaw who broke it down for us on Twitter because we couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And she said pre-washed braids.
Oh, Lord.
And that puts everything, that really does everything. Yep.
Man, you don't pre-wash your like braids.
She said, no, not pre-wash. He permed
his
braids.
Yeah, he permed
his hair. Then he braided it up. And I said,
must not want them braids to stick then.
That makes sense.
Right. That's so he can take them in and out, do different things with them.
Should Phil Jackson
falling out on the field?
Go ahead. Now, you know, he brought Siobhan into this, and that's a good point. Siobhan is available, and Robert probably going to be single real soon. He might should reach out to her. She would heal them knees of his. She would magically heal them ankles. She would rub on them at night. He'd get some good
put them in some Epsom salt.
Yeah, you know he don't know nothing about no Epsom salt.
Epsom salt.
He'll pick up a little weight, and he will be back new again. She'll tell him to stop getting that perm.
You know she gave him. You know she gave him stuff in that Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know he'll have a real meal. You know what I'm saying? She'll have him eating chitlins and pig's feet before it's all said and done. And he needs that right now. He needs to call Siobhan. I'm going to play matchmaker. He needs that. Call Siobhan.
Colt McCoy got his job, man.
What school did Colt McCoy go to?
Texas, I think.
Mm-mm.
Colt McCoy, dude. What?
A dude named Colt.
And they be believing in him.
And remember when he was happy? About Colt.
Yeah.
Some playtime. He was just,
hey, but look though. Colt McCoy was happy. Everybody was happy. It wasn't even like RG3 should feel bad. Like everybody was like, good for this guy. He got a chance. And now he took your job. Damn. Can't even be mad at him. That's the worst.
And it's not even off of injury like other quarterbacks.
Right. Colt McCoy is the kind of nigga that he take your job and then he feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not even walking around like, yeah, I took your job, bitch. Like, he looking like, I don't know why they not starting you either, RG3. I think they should start RG2.
Come on.
I don't know, man.
He calling Robert. No, what's the Bob? That's what they call Robert's Bob, right?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Bob. this offense doesn't make any sense to me. I can't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a wonderful job. I don't know what's going on, but you know, hey, coach says I'm playing, I'm going to play, but you know.
I came down here to ask you, do you go through the C route or the B route on this flood? You go to the C route, man. All right, thanks very much.
Now, Bob, I just one more question before I go, Bob. Before I go. So, you know the playbook, right? Yeah, Colt.
I never looked at no playbook.
What kind of questions?
Hey, so, RG3, like, I never, what playbook? They just put me out there. They giving you plays?
So, when you're out there...
they tell you what to do.
Hold up, y'all calling plays for Colt?
Well, yeah. Cause see, my question is, you know, Coach told me I could audible or you know read the defense and make decisions. I was wondering, what are you doing that you know? Cause I'm noticing you running a lot, but
they giving you choices.
But I don't get to run the ball, and I want to run.
My choices are run or throw. That's what they told me: run or throw. Those are my two plays.
Well, you know, the coach told me, you know, if I read the defense, do whatever I feel comfortable doing. And I was wondering, you know, how did you read the defense? What were you doing? Because you ran a lot, but, you know, sometimes I'm out there, I'm like, should I run? But then I see a lot of people open, you know, Deshaun's open a lot. A tight end, Reed's open a lot. Morris is open. I'm just wondering why you ran so much. Is there something I'm doing wrong?
They didn't give me the plays. I don't have a playbook. So, this is my playbook. You see this one page here? You see where it say run at the top and at the bottom it say throw?
That's all I got. So it's not anything I'm doing wrong. I shouldn't be running then. I feel like I should be running because you ran a lot.
No, those are the only two plays I know and the only two they gave me.
Hmm.
Now, why your book so thick? What's all these pages in the back?
Well, they added some once they said I was going to be starting. They just added like two pages.
Hey, what does word say? Would I recover? What's a would I recover?
Well, that right there is, you know, you look at the defense and if you see the linebacker shift to the left, and you see the safety shift to the right, then that's the play you call because that means You want to send a go route to the left receiver, and you want to send the slot receiver. Oh, you want him to do a hook and go.
Receiver. So his receiver is not, with eye recover because it got it over Deshaun Jackson head, and it's got it over.
Oh Lord,
it's got it over Pierre Garçon head.
Right. Well, that's what they're labeled when you tell them when you want them to go a sluggo route or if you want them
sluggo,
to do.
What's a sluggo route? What's that is?
That's. You're fooling me. Come on, Bob. That was a good one.
Nah, I'm just kidding. You know, RG3 smart. That's the worst part. You know he's smarter than Colt.
Nah, Colt walk away like that dumbass motherfucker.
You know he's smarter than Colt. Now, Colt might not think he's smarter than Colt, but RG3, that's the worst part about being smart. Like, maybe he's too smart for his own good. I don't know, but like, when you smart and you get passed over, like you see it all happening. Like, you know that dude not good as you. Mm-hmm. Colt McCoy will never have a season as good as RG3's rookie season.
Mm-mm.
The problem is RG3 might never have a season as good as RG3's rookie season.
Colt McCoy might be our new Matty Ice. Like, he might be like, see, you know what? We're going to ride the wave until we can find somebody else.
I'm going to be honest with you, dog. Colt McCoy is y'all's new Brian Hoyer. He will not have that job long. He's just a dude to stopgap. Even if he found a way to win out the rest of the season, the only thing that would do is make sure that y'all draft a quarterback two picks later than y'all would have or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if y'all would have been the fifth pick, now you move down to seven, y'all going to still get a quarterback at seven.
I'm saying he's not Robert. He's not Bob. Like, you know, Matty Ice was anybody but Michael Vick.
And he's
the complete opposite of
But see,
of
that's... Robert.
And so what I feel like the next quarterback, like you say, he's going to get replaced, but his next quarterback is going to be the opposite of Robert. Like, nope, we're going to get a pocket pass quarterback, and we're going to try this run game. Like, see, I feel like that's Colt what they want to
transition to. Colt McCoy is y'all's Matt Schaub then. Because he's not the guy yet. Like Matty Ice, they thought was the man. Like, this is our future.
He's never been good, though.
Right. But Matt Schaub was the guy that, even in Atlanta, they was like, well, he'll do for now since he's not Mike Vick. But we not actually going to invest in this nigga, are we?
Mm-mm.
And I think that's what Colt McCoy is a child. Y'all not going to invest in him at all.
Of course.
All the quarterbacks on y'all roster can leave. And the Redskins will be fine starting over from the draft and free agency.
Of course.
Yep.
We're
getting that high draft pick this year, dog.
Hey, y'all might, dog. I mean, what's y'all record?
I think like three. I think one or three games.
That's crazy. Y'all and the Giants are basically playing for who can lose to get the better draft.
Because Oakland's won, what, two games now?
Mm-hmm.
So they trying to win for whatever
reason.
Rams
winning.
Jacksonville, I think.
I think Tampa Bay might even got a couple wins now.
They do. They got two or three.
Like three.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
we
maybe
trying
y'all,
to get the top four.
Y'all, who you trying to get? Mariota?
I hope they go ahead and get Jameis.
Nah, you can't.
I love it. I know you don't like. I know you don't like nigga quarterbacks.
We will be sitting here talking about the same shit next year.
I know, but it'll be so interesting. You know, I love a good. It's like watching Love and Hip Hop. You know what's gonna happen, but you won't watch it anyway because it's so interesting.
It's like
to see these niggas at a table.
It's like you don't really like your team at all. I'm telling you, man. Look, I hate to be that kind of black person. Cause I feel like the black dudes that's talking about white women, but you got to get you one of these white quarterbacks, man.
Hey man,
try to tell you, these white quarterbacks is good.
We talked about this in text. Next year, my whole team is gonna be full of white breads.
Yeah,
oh Lord, I love me some Cam Newton.
He's talking
yes.
about his fantasy football team.
Yeah, my whole fantasy football team is gonna be white bread. I'm scouting them out now. I'm talking about running backs. If I had to get Toby from Jacksonville or whatever the fuck team he was on this year.
Toby Gale from Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, he's starting. He'll be my number one. But all white breads, man, I can't do it. These Man, these nigga quarterbacks.
They are the worst, man.
But yeah, I take Bengals.
Cause like the other problem with the nigga quarterbacks is I care too much. And I be blind. I be blind to their failures. I be like, nah, man, RG3 can overcome this. But if he was a white dude, I'd just be like, yo, this nigga is terrible. He fell off. What happened?
Why is he still in the league?
Yeah. Correct.
It's like
my life has become so much less stress watching football since I decided to be racist against black quarterbacks. It's so easy.
Yeah, I'm not. I love me some Cam now.
Yeah, well, I'm not really racist against Cam.
The next level for you is if you start blaming it on their IQ.
Yeah, well, I do. I blame it on all that stuff.
It's only Geno that you bring it up. No, justifiable with him.
You haven't been on the sideline at the wide dinner afternoon on Monday. That's when I get my football talk on with all the white people. And I be out racisting them. They be mad as shit. They be, no, I don't think Cam's a guy. I'll be like, you know what? He's not. Cause he's black. Let's talk about it. They be like, no, I'm not saying that. I am. But I am. I'm saying it's cause he is black and his inferior black brain can't process all that shit at the same time.
Oh Lord.
Now he can use little fast black legs to get up and down the field, but when it comes to the thinking man's game, like Peyton Manning, he can't do it. They be like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I think I might need to leave this conversation.
You just came out and said it. I can't even use no keywords. I'm like, I'm tired of these thugs. you gotta out.
They need to ban them all from the league.
It's funny, man. Y'all should all try, man. Shame the shit out of them. They be feeling the shame too. They don't know. I really do mean it, man. I'm done with black. I'm done with black quarterbacks, man. I told Noah, you know, he's a Jets fan, and it was beginning of the season. Like, you know, I think Geno gonna get it together. I said, listen. Never gonna get it together.
Ever.
He was like, man, you can't say that. It's only his third year. I said, is he still black? Because last time I checked, his black ass was terrible.
Hey, who was that Noah slapped? That the why you told me he slapped somebody?
Who did he slap? Was it Fari? I don't know. He did slap. No, he slapped James. White on white violence.
Yeah, so then, no, James slapped him. That's what it was.
Yeah, James slapped him in the face.
I was going to say, now see right there when you slapped him, like that's a prime example of the Jets. Like, like y'all ain't gonna never prosper because you might present one way, but you on the inside, you the same.
Right.
And Cam might present one way, Geno might present one way, but on the inside, he's still a nigga.
Yeah, I still believe in, you know, I still do believe in certain quarterbacks, but, I'll try not to root too much for them just cause they black, cause it always ends bad.
I do, I'm very biased.
And then I'll be denying shit that's obvious, like, like, you know, Bo is my man, but every time I see Bo start the RG3, it ain't really his fault argument, I'll be like, oh, Twitter about to explode. Cause you can't, like, if RG3 was like Derek Carr or some shit, we'd be like, oh, of course this nigga's terrible. He played for a terrible team until they broke him, and now he can't come back. Like,
correct. It's just a matter of fact. Right.
But because he's black, we'd be like, nah, man, see, if he would have had a good offensive coordinator, I mean, what's going on with the coach? And blah, like, why do I care? Because he's black. I mean, I had to let it go.
The Shanahans did kind of, they did kind of fuck things
that
up.
Of course they did.
Break him. They broke him.
Of course they did. But he's broken now, so it don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yo, because you don't care, but...
It's not even that I don't care. I do care.
That's the thing. He cares.
I care too fucking much.
Right. And it'll drive you crazy.
So I would rather just be racist against them and hope that they prove me wrong than to actually start being on a bandwagon. Like, you see how I'm off Teddy Bridgewater?
You know who it hurt the most? Was it these fantasy football people that drafted Robert thinking he was back?
Nigga, first of all, how many leagues did I go with a white quarterback in this year? So many. Like, Peyton Manning in two leagues, Andrew Luck in the league. Only black quarterback I fuck with is Russell.
Well, I mean, he's
not
that black.
I ain't got no
Russell,
black quarterback.
And what happened? Not that black.
Right. What happened with Russell? Controversy over race.
Controversy?
Trying to say he really a white man on the inside. And I said, that bodes well. I'll take two of him, please.
I tried that with Kaepernick, and he just proved to really be he's black, y'all. He black.
He's black as hell. Very black.
Oh, black ass. But yeah, man, I think I got Peyton Manning in like two or three leagues. Then I got Andrew Luck in two leagues, and then I got Russell in my last league. Like, it's, I'm done hoping black quarterbacks work out, man. Like, I've been happy being like, man, Cam playing hurt. At least I ain't got to have him on my team every week.
No, I won't draft Cam, but yes.
You know, I ain't got to watch this nigga fail and then feel attached to it.
I would take it too personal.
I would draft Cam because he going to get you a running touchdown every other week. Well, not now, but before this back injury, he would have got you a running touchdown every other week.
He would have, but I'm glad I didn't have to sit through this.
Cause goal line, they don't use running backs. Cam be wanting no touchdowns. But people can celebrate.
People don't even care if Andrew Luck runs the ball. Cause he white. I love it.
Correct.
I love it, man. Y'all got
just that freedom to be white on the field.
Y'all gotta get on this shit with me, man. Y'all gotta start being more racist against black people.
Man, plus, your life will be better. You won't be so stressed.
Y'all gotta interact more with Rod on Black Twitter to bring him back home.
Not the other reason. Listen, the other reason to root against black quarterbacks, it shames the shit out of white people. I'm telling you, just openly be racist, and they be like, because first they be agreeing with you, because he thinking you're like, yeah, man, I think, honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think Geno Smith just never gonna get it together. They be like, yeah, man, he's just terrible. You know, I just don't understand what's wrong with him. He's black.
Hey.
And then the whole conversation changed. They be trying to eject, like, oh, hold up now. But like, I'm not saying it's because he's black. Well, I am, though.
Well, look, but once they agree with you, do you then go into, wait a minute now?
No.
Y'all never flip it, but like, now you going too far.
Because they be so ashamed that they pull, they kind of figure out, like, are you fucking with me? Trying right. to say that I'm racist?
Correct.
I'm like, and then I keep correcting them, like, no, I'm racist. I don't really care if you're racist or not. Black people were not meant to play quarterback.
Oh, Lord. No. Okay.
Now you get lucky a couple times with Russell Wilson. You know, you might get lucky Randall every once in a while with Doug Williams.
Randall Cunningham. But I like
No. I had to shit on them for the purposes of being racist. I'm like, but you know, these other ones, you know, they not good. They hate that shit, man. So y'all should do it. Try it. Cause I see all the time on Twitter, y'all black people get stressed out talking to these white people about sports. Cause 90% of sports radio is racist and fucking.
So you got to shit on the coaches too then, right?
Oh, for sure. Black I mean, coaches. That's easy.
Except Pittsburgh coach.
Nah, that's easy though, because coaching never comes up if you have a black quarterback.
Nope.
It'll never come up. I've never had a conversation.
Coaching, not the coaching staff, not the coordinators.
Because Justin, you were there last time I actually was not being racist when I was defending Cam Newton.
Yep.
Coaching was the last thing on Kerry's mind.
What? No, that's true, but I was referring to black coaches.
Yeah, but that's not an agenda that white people have, so I don't have to worry about it.
That make it hard, that Rooney Rule. Like, you had to put the Rooney Rule in
there. Yeah, but it's... Like,
yeah, it's not.
It's not the same as the black quarterback thing. The black quarterback thing is like
everything your fault,
right? Like
everything.
Blame everything on Cam that day.
Yeah,
everything.
Then he was like, "And we don't need him. We can't win with him." And I was like, "Well, who are you gonna pick in this spot?"
Nah, no. I stopped him and was like, "So why you thinking? Why you worried about if he gonna resign? If y'all gonna resign him? Shouldn't you be worried about if he gonna resign with y'all?" Cause it's his choice.
Yeah, he ain't got to come back.
It's 31 other Panthers in the NFL. Like, it's one Cam Newton, and the Panthers ain't never had a quarterback good as him.
Ain't that the truth?
So stop sitting up here acting like you got the pick of the litter.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Cause he was bringing up other quarterbacks. I'm like, yeah, but you like, is Tom Brady on the market? No. So then, what you gonna do?
Correct. And it's one of those things where, yeah, I don't even want to get started because these motherfuckers been talking all that bullshit about how bad and how terrible fucking Cam Newton been playing and that they want the goddamn backup to come out. Well, you gonna get the motherfucking backup and you gonna see why he the goddamn backup.
You know, the thing is, man, they be watching all this college football and they'll see a guy like Mark Sanchez win in college and then get to the NFL and they can't transition.
Not just that.
Or the Tebows or the college world. But then when they get a real quarterback like Cam, it's like, oh, he got to go. We should have got this guy. He won in college.
You know what else it is though? It's new pussy. It's new pussy, man. Like, you know, they see the new pussy in college and it's like, oh, if we had Marcus Mariota, we would be so good. It's like, yeah, but if you actually got Marcus Mariota on your team, it's going to take him 3 years to figure out what's going on. If he's good, he might not even be good.
Correct.
Look at Blake Bortles. They gave him the starting spot in Jacksonville. We still don't know if he's good. Look at Ryan Tannehill, starting spot in Miami. We still don't really know if he's good.
3 years in, oh, we know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. If he was black, it would be over. We'd be like, oh, he's never going to be good. But he's white, so it's like, jury's still out.
He get 8 years to figure it out.
Jay Cutler. People still act like they don't know if he's good or not.
That nigga, don't. But he's on a do not draft list along with Flacco.
Right. So it's different. It's so funny to see people do this shit because it's like, you do realize that the odds of you actually drafting a Tom Brady are very low.
Correct.
Tom Brady wasn't even drafted to be Tom Brady.
Nope.
He was drafted in the last fucking round because everybody in the NFL passed on him 6 times except one team that passed on him 5 times. Mm-hmm. So,
and he wouldn't have been playing, but the starting quarterback got hurt.
Right. Yeah.
So what are we doing?
When it Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah, yep. Drew Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing when you're bringing that bullshit up against Cam Newton? Like, and also saying that a quarterback's not as good as Tom Brady isn't a fucking insult. Cause he kept going like, well, what about Tom Brady? You know, the other thing I did, I looked up the stats at the time that Brandon LaFell, cause he was like, well, look what Tom Brady's doing, Brandon LaFell. I said, look what Tom Brady's doing, or look what Bill Belichick's doing. Look what the Patriots organization is doing. Mm-hmm. Look what Brandon LaFell is doing for himself. Mm-hmm. And then look at Tom Brady.
No, and then look at what Gronk doing for Brandon LaFell.
Right. Like, it's a lot more to that system than just, Tom Brady's throwing it to Brandon LaFell. Now he good. Like, you know how many fucking drop pass we used to watch this nigga get hit in the hands with? And we'd be like, what is this dude doing?
We're looking at Benjamin do it right now.
Yeah.
Cause that's what Jimmy Graham doing for the receivers, for New Orleans.
Right. And they don't even have another receiver that's really like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, but my point is, okay, if you want to give Tom Brady all the credit, fine. But can we just say that that's not an insult to not be as good as Tom Brady?
Correct.
It's like at least, let's see, it's what, 30 teams in the NFL? Something like that. It's at least 25 quarterbacks that wish they was as good as Tom Brady. It's not really shitting on anybody. It's a lot of people that we would go, yeah, he's great, but not as good as Tom Brady.
Yeah, you can count them on your hand.
So you telling me they got to get rid of Cam Newton because he's not Tom Brady. That's your argument?
And then what? What are you going to do?
Right. So that's why I would rather just be racist. Because it's simple, y'all. It's simple. He black, he not good. The end. You don't have to have a long ass debate with these racist white people. You ain't got to spend all the time convincing them. Now, in my heart of hearts, y'all know I can't turn off this blackness. I'm still going to be rooting for these niggas. But on the outside, I just beat them to the punch with this racism, man. It make me feel better. It's way more fun. Have any of y'all even tried being racist against black quarterback? Try for 1 week. Just try this Sunday and see if I'm not right. It feels good. You be like, oh, this nigga threw a pick because he's black. Look at his black ass taking sacks.
Get your Uncle Ruckus on.
Cam Newton don't even have an offensive line. He'd be like,
what?
Why didn't he throw 6 touchdowns? I don't know. He got hit.
Right, because this nigga been on his ass the whole game.
He get hit more than anybody in the NFL.
Right, statistics are proving this.
Carey was like, well, why can't he get rid of the ball faster? Nigga, it's impossible. It's hike. Oh, shit, they got me.
Right.
It's not even a beat. You know what I mean? It was one time.
Yeah, he don't get the time.
It was one time where this motherfucker, and not to mention the play call was terrible, but it was one time where they hiked the ball, and the offensive line held up for like 4 seconds, and Cam was shocked. Like, shit, fuck, I'm not getting sacked. Let me just throw this away. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
The next holder, he was like, y'all all right?
Yeah. What
y'all
was,
blocking? What's going on, guys?
Did they not try to sack me on that one? Or was it a trick? So it was, you know, like it's just a bad team. But if you black quarterback, you get all the blame. Tom Brady fuck up. Maybe Belichick fell off. It could just be that his teammates are young. And it's like, how we going to use for Tom Brady the wide receiver core hadn't been together long enough, the argument all last year? this nigga Cam Newton has nothing but new wide receivers on the team.
Brand new.
I haven't heard one white person talk about that. It's always, he just needs to get the ball to him. I mean, what's the problem?
Put like this, these niggas together, all the wide receivers and receivers we got out there combined, the starter this year probably didn't even have 25 catches.
Probably ain't got as much as Steve Smith.
Didn't Brady get training camp with these guys?
Yeah.
Didn't he get preseason with them? Because for
some of these people, it's their second season. For Gronk, he's actually back and he's healthy, so it's like his third season. Yep.
Third or fourth.
Right. So we're talking about a completely different measurement for a guy like that. So it's like when you tell me something like, well, Brandon LaFell went there, he went to a better organization.
Correct.
Like, I was like, I hate to tell you this, Kerry, Panthers are a shit organization.
Yes, they are.
You know, like, I get that you think that they're great, but they don't want to invest money. From an NFL standpoint, have not been able to sustain being good ever. It's always been good year, two bad years, good year, two bad years.
Right. They've never had two consecutive winning years ever since they started this organization.
Right. So what are you talking? Anyway, see, and that's why I'm racist. It would be way easier to just be like, think about that. I just went through all the explanation. We just got all worked up. How much easier would it have just been like, well, he's a nigger, so of course he sucks.
The end.
You know, can't even drive. Let me guess, another drive ended in the turnover. That's why he got in that wreck.
That's why he crashed.
Kicker got blocked and ran back for a touchdown. That's Cam's fault.
That's Cam's fault.
Because he should have got the first down.
Why wasn't he smiling on the sideline? They wouldn't have blocked that kick. Consider the source, but the record speaks for itself. Oh, wait, he says, here's the second paragraph. Damn, we talked a long time. Should Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher be inducted into the Ski Mask Hall of Fame? And he put a photo up of Dennis Rodman, who said, they're not running the triangle. Derek Fisher's not really coaching. I learned that in probably 15 minutes when I was in Chicago. It's not that difficult. It's a triangle. First of all, when we started taking Dennis Rodman at his word.
Hey, I thought Dennis was best friend. I thought he was still in North Korea.
Right, with his boy.
At some detainment camp.
Yeah. Ain't he supposed to be getting hostages free?
Waterboarding black people and white people, Americans. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I hope he fucking accidentally go see that. I hope he accidentally go see that new Seth Rogen movie and offend Kim Jong-un. And then he keep him over there. But he said it's a triangle. Like, it's so easy.
That's so good. Didn't Robin need a Twitter page, man?
That's some great slander, by the way.
He need a Twitter page.
He said, consider the source, but their record speaks for itself. That it's a triangle is so funny because it's condescending and trolling. Like, didn't y'all niggas learn basic shapes in kindergarten?
Now see, Phil Jackson trying to fit Melo into a hole when he a square. Mm-hmm. And that's just not gonna work out.
Nah, baby. And we'll talk about the Knicks in a minute. Also saw this tweet was rolling. Kids ain't shit, man. This is a tweet from John Machado. Said, Brandon Carr on 1053 The Fan said he was at Allen High School yesterday. Student asked for a photo and Carr agreed. Kid posed like Beckham making the catch. I don't get it.
Oh, ODB?
Oh, Odell Beckham making that catch. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Let me see. Make sure we don't have any more of these emails, because I think we just got a couple during the show. Let me just double check. All right, cool. We should be good. All right. Let's get into the pick'ems. First, my fantasy football. So I got a tweet Sunday night, or was it Sunday while during the show or something, like during while we were watching football. And I had something to do Sunday night, so I couldn't keep up with Monday night. That's what it was. I got a tweet Monday night, and it was from Dr. Dostax. And it says something to the effect of, winning in my one league should be getting Rodman's prime up out of here. So, I basically, already doing good in my fantasy playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Count his chickens before they hatched.
I was down a good about 25 points going into Monday night. Only had one player playing. It was that motherfucker, white boy, Jordan Nelson. So I go do the whole show, you know, get off the mic, go check my Twitter mentions. And, you know, I had already kind of resigned myself to losing too. Like, man, sucks I didn't win that game, but shit happens. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? I guess I got to lick my wounds, let these niggas talk that shit. You know, LeSean McCoy only gave me 3. Trey Mason only gave me 6. Manuel Sanders only gave me 8. Antonio Gates gave me 5. Alfred Morris gave me 2.2, my nigga. 2.2. I said, well, I guess I lost.
Yeah, that sounds like an ass whooping coming.
But then I looked at that motherfucking score. And Jordan Nelson had got 30.6.
Woo!
That is a bad ass white bread.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That Peckerwood went up there and got them points. 30.6. His highest total of the season, except for week 2 against the Jets.
Woo!
Yes. And Dr. Dostax had to fall back. Fall back, Dr. Dostax. You come in here talking this shit, and you get sent home like everybody else. I wasn't even talking shit.
Got sent home like Stack Jack did when he was playing with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm, the fighting Stack Jacks. You won't be fighting around these parts no more. Be gone, I say. Be gone.
So people said they just sent emails in.
Oh, okay. I'll check. I only see... all right, I'll refresh. I don't see any more emails. And then the other league, I was in the playoffs, and I played against Justin, and we talked about this on the show last week.
There you go.
Justin was favored to beat me by like 20 points.
It was like 140 to like 110 was projected.
And I was like, damn, I'm just going to pull my best players and hope ESPN is fucking up again.
Yeah, because sometimes they do.
And they fucked up too.
And they was. Justin's team only put up 59.4 points.
That's a third.
Sound like me, Justin.
That's a third of what they was projected.
And I put up 88.9 points.
And that's normally a loss.
Which is not a big, you know, not necessarily a big, you know, outcome for me.
And the thing for fantasy football, it just gives because, you know what, if Justin would have playing the right person, that actually could have won.
Man, Kaepernick, my quarterback. My quarterback, y'all. Kaepernick. 11 points. Like you said, LeSean McCoy, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ingram, who has been beasting all season. Against the Panthers, y'all. He playing the Panthers. 4.6?
Mm-hmm.
Andre Johnson. Now, mind you, Houston put up 27 points. Mm-hmm. Andre Johnson, 3.7 of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. How your team put up 27 points, but you only getting 3.7? That which is basically 40 yards. You know what I'm saying? They're all so mad.
Here's what's funny, though. Hey, is y'all's internet working? Because for some reason, both of y'all spinning on my screen. Oh. Am I still on y'all's screen?
Hold on. Let me get...
I'm on mine, but I am spinning.
Okay.
It might be all these windows we got open.
All right, I just want to make sure, because I wasn't sure the people in the chat still hearing us and all that shit.
Yeah, they still responding, I'm assuming.
Now, Karen went away.
I took myself off.
The only thing I see is yes, sir, at Jay.
I'm spinning now.
That's the only thing I see in the chat. Is that the last thing you see too, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, right. I'm taking my... all the sound goes through you, so they probably can hear you.
Okay, they still here. All right. So, what was I saying?
Talking about me and that loss I took.
So, here's the thing, though. If everybody remembers on the show, this either happened on the show or this happened... at basketball with me and Justin on Saturday. And it's funny because he was playing against me, but my rational mind couldn't shut off. And I said, Justin, we was talking about football players. That's what I was talking with Dave. And somebody, they was bringing up the 49ers. And I was like, Kaepernick, he's terrible. He black. Because I'm racist against black quarterbacks now. But I also really meant it. He's been playing shit like shit all year, and he fell off. And Justin was like, well, I'm hoping they win this week because I'm starting them. And I said, why would you do that? He's like, they playing Oakland. And I was like, but he's still black. Oh, Lord, I was like, you can't start him. He was like, well, who am I gonna start? Andy Dalton? And I was like, yes. And he was like, no, you just trying to trick me so I lose. Oh,
I bet you Andy Dalton balled on your bitch, dude.
And I said, hold up, we playing each other? Because I forgot. He was like, yeah. I was like, fine, start him then.
Yes, Andy Dalton had 30 motherfucking points.
On the bench. Ooh,
on the bench.
On the bench.
Wow.
Yes.
Against
he had
Pittsburgh.
30 points on the bench.
And he put up, listen, they put up 40, they put up 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
Sanu with 2.6 points out of them. 20, that's three touchdowns. You yep. telling me Sanu couldn't get some of them catches?
Dog. If you would have started him,
Father, you the one.
He nah, he still would have lost.
Okay,
but he, it would have
no.
If I it would have been so much closer.
I would have had to play Doug Baldwin.
Yes,
who put up 18 on my bench. Mm-hmm. But listen, this dog Baldwin been getting 3 and 4 points for the last 4 weeks.
I know.
You know what
don't
I mean?
Don't that bitch off.
He put up 3.8 last week.
Yep.
Against San Francisco, 1.6.
Against I can't, Arizona.
I can't trust that in a playoff game.
I feel you now.
You know what I'm saying? The but week Philly, before he put up 13. Okay.
Philly defense is suspect though.
Yeah, they'll have 41 and then turn around the next week and have -2.
I could have told you that.
But you can't risk that against Sanu, who had been balling out. You know what I mean? Andre Johnson.
I hear you, man. This is why I'm in the playoffs and I'm 2-0 going to the next round. And some of y'all just got to wait till the next year.
Now, I did win in the other league, I won my playoff game.
Oh, you did? Okay.
By less than a point.
Shit.
But I won.
Damn, that's, nigga.
That's all that count.
Less than a point?
Yes. I won 107.6 to
107.4. Shit.
Dude, who did you beat? I know they are pissed.
And they was winning. Pickle Pig's feet, Andre Rattler.
Oh, Dre, I know it hurts. Oh, that's gotta hurt, bruh. Oh, I can't believe he ain't write the show and cuss you out or something.
I can't even brag about that victory, cause.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, the Dolphins gave me a -1.
You won by 0.2, bruh. 0.2? Wow.
Yeah, less than a whole point, man. And the Dolphins gave me a -1. Like, I was like, oh, I almost shouldn't even start a defense next week. Cause it just.
Luckily, you had AJ Green going.
Man, bro. He put them 33 points up.
Woo.
But Romo put up 26.
Wow. That's that time you look and you hoping they don't be done fucked up and be like, you go back overnight, they've been refreshed and be done changed shit. You know how sometimes, like, oh, we caught an error.
And
but,
I realized
now that's in the consolation ladder, so that's yeah, not.
But it's still a win.
Yeah, you
all I care about
it.
Is wins. I don't care. You know the thing about me.
I ain't
competitive. You know I don't like losing. So if we could be out. We could just be playing for whatever. I'm competing.
Well, I gotta play that goddamn Michelle Minion.
Oh, good luck.
I know, bro.
Because she been whooping ass all season.
And Sterling playing J Full, so it's gonna be crazy.
I play Karen this week in the other Constellation League.
Oh Lord, I'm probably gonna lose. I'm telling you that right
Karen,
now.
You projected
even,
to win.
I'm
Karen probably not even doing her roster right now.
Karen projected to win.
It don't matter. I've been projected to win a lot and I still lose.
All right, man. Let's talk about I didn't see any more emails, Karen. I looked.
Okay, no problem. I don't know why they said they sent emails. My bad.
Yeah, I just went and looked. I'll look again throughout the show, but I don't see any emails from those guys. Pigskin Pick'em. Let's talk about last week. I got 12 points last week.
It's a good week.
Mm-hmm. How'd you guys do? Y'all remember?
I got 10.
I'm trying to get in. Hold on.
All right, you got 10. And let's see.
Say you might can see me.
Karen, you got 10. So not bad. Not bad at all. Now, I think we forgot to do the first game last week. So
I did. So I got a
zero.
Me too.
Oh, no, I got last week's.
Yeah.
You're talking about this week. This past
Thursday.
Yeah,
this
Thursday.
Week. I forgot. Yeah. I think we forgot to do this Thursday's game.
I forgot. And I remembered it at 9:30. I was like, well, guess I won't be getting them points.
Yeah, but that's cool, though. I still won $10 on a bet.
What was that bet?
I had the Cardinals winning -1.5. And I won that bet.
I don't get those, you know, and they be like, you know, minus the 1.5 or 2-point spread and stuff like that.
I just wanted to sound like a gambler because my friend's a chronic gambler, and he was like, I need some action on this game. And I was like, I got you, dog. I didn't even look up the line. And it turns out, I think the Rams were favorite, and I still end up winning, so whatever. All right, so let's see. Last Thursday, of course, the Bears beat the lost to the Cowboys. We know that. Steelers at the Bengals. The Steelers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 42-21. Man.
They murdered them.
Andy Dalton is just not the guy. But I don't know what you do when you have Andy Dalton and he's not the guy.
Trade him?
I don't think. See, that's the thing. It's easy to say, but this ain't basketball.
He good enough you could trade, though.
To who and for what? What do you get?
Right.
Think about the last NFL trade. Think about NFL trades in general. They don't happen very often, and you don't get much. Like, when's the last time you remember an NFL trade? Trent Richardson?
That worked out well for Indianapolis.
No, it didn't. Come on, man. Come on, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fun. I don't know why it's this way, by the way. To me, you should just be like, what, Percy Harvin was the last trade?
Yeah.
Like, to me, it seemed like every week, every year, if I had a team that was just doing okay, I would be like, I'm trading all these niggas tonight.
See,
tonight.
I feel like Bridgewater would do well. And they would love a guy like Dalton in Minnesota.
But Justin, no team would give up Teddy Bridgewater for Andy Dalton, though. That's the problem. Like,
they would in Minnesota.
No, they wouldn't.
Like Bridgewater.
Dude.
They playing him because they have to.
They would not give up Teddy Bridgewater because the pick is too valuable because you don't have to pay these niggas shit no more.
He could come to Washington and they'll trade him for Robert, for Bob.
But they don't want Bob for Teddy.
Man, Bob would do good.
Oh, you mean Bob to Cincinnati for... Yeah.
For Andy.
Yeah, but they don't... But the thing
Bob
is...
Bob would do good and just throwing the ball to AJ Green. He'll teach him how to be a real brother.
I hear you, man. I hear what you're saying.
Get that perm up out his head. Oh,
I hear what you're saying. I just don't think the NFL looks at it as simply as fans do.
No, they don't. They
fans just see it like, well, why don't you just swap these two players? And the NFL is like, but the salaries and then this dude's on a 5-year
I know there's other aspects to it. But.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just like Madden and shit, you know, of course. But just NFL trades don't happen very often.
And it's not, and while we trash Dalton, it's not too many. He right at the cusp of he could be great, but he just terrible enough where you can't win with him the way you should with the team he has around him.
They're stuck. They're really stuck. You know what I mean? He's probably a top 20 quarterback who has the potential to play top 5 any week, but way more weeks he's going to play closer to 20 or lower. And that's the problem with that dude.
Man, he got the talent around him to be, like you said, top 5.
Right.
Like you got AJ Green, and we saw when AJ Green was out that Sanu can catch the ball. So you clearly have two receivers that can run routes, can catch. And then you got a running back on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a line. What the problem is?
And last week he went 21 for 29. 302 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, it wasn't on him necessarily.
It looked good when you getting them yards in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you just piling up yards in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But what about the first three quarters when you was out there three and out?
I don't know, man. It's once they got to the fourth quarter, it's like the Pittsburgh just turned it on. It's like, we done fucking around. They went into the fourth quarter. Cincinnati was up 21-17.
Woo.
And at the end of the game, it was 42-21.
That beat the hell out of them.
You know, I don't know what you do about it because, like I said, Andy Dalton's just not the answer. And it just don't look like they ever will be, you know? And you got Marvin Lewis out here disrespecting the opponents and shit. Like, I just don't see what's happening, man.
Hey. That's what happened, man, sometimes, because we do it here. We get relaxed. We get comfortable. We in here telling these good jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say something. We were like, I know I should have said, but fuck it. It is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he got too comfortable from that microphone, man. He forgot he can't say that shit.
Yeah, he really called. What happened was, Karen, I don't know if you heard.
No.
But Marvin Lewis, what you laughing about then? Marvin Lewis.
I'm laughing
at
Justin. He was like, he ain't got nobody saying that shit. I don't know what he said, but it sound like he had nobody saying it.
You know, you at your own family cookout, at your family reunion, you can say what you want.
And ain't no mics on.
Right, but when you go to your friend family reunion, you know, you just going it because they known you forever, you still certain things you can't say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. He forgot. He ain't at home.
He mocked Johnny Manziel because they're playing the Browns this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he will say, I guess we got to get ready to play him. But he called Johnny Manziel a midget.
Coach, does the Browns quarterback uncertainty impact your preparation in any way this week?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
And they're going to be running the same routes with Receivers and same running backs going to be running
You'll
the same
You'll get a little
stuff,
bit more movement if Manziel's the quarterback is thing that they did against Buffalo, but other than that, no, there's not. That doesn't impact you at all. You got to go defend the offense. You don't defend the player, particularly a midget.
Almost got out of there.
Almost at home.
He was at the end. He's just like, he's a midget. Mm. And so that got out of control because Cleveland actually sent a little person to question him at the press conference.
That's good trolling.
Yeah, they sent a little person to question Marvin Lewis after his midget quote. By the way, Marvin Lewis has apologized, I think, 3 times now.
And you know what, though? We joke Cleveland a lot. And it's mainly because we got homeboys that's from Ohio. Yeah. So we really like to joke all things Ohio. But I'm going to have to leave Cleveland alone with that sending a little person to question him for this press conference. Like, I'm really, like, now I'm for all things Cleveland.
Yeah, Fox 8's Little John challenges Bengals coach.
Little John
challenges Bengals coach Marvin Lewis over Manziel midget comment. Let me see if I can play it. Man, this is some trouble.
After a quick walk into Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, I was armed with 2 questions that I wanted Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis to answer. But before I could ask any questions, Lewis took a minute to apologize on camera for his comments Monday.
The remark that I made was dumb and, caused a lot of uproar. I apologize again for that, and we've all moved on and on to football. I think the thing is, in looking at the 130 some plays that Johnny had this preseason. And the plays he had against the Bills this year, going back and looking at our time spent evaluating him in the draft and so forth, and the things that he did well in the offense there at A&M and so forth. So, we just go through and adjust the plan accordingly to the things that we feel could be part of their offensive game plan this week against us.
Hey, Coach, Hoyer likes to stand tall and throw from the pocket. And Manziel tends to move around. What challenges does that present to your defense?
Well, I think it's very similar to your first question. And, Brian Hoyer, when we played him the first time, they moved him a little bit. And, that's been part of their offense, been part of the offense that Kyle's put together. So I think it'll adjust a little bit, but not much.
After wrapping up his news conference in Cincinnati, Lewis met with the Cleveland media via conference call, where he was asked about my presence at his weekly scheduled news conference.
Hey, Coach, we noticed here from some photos on Twitter that Fox 8 sent a little person down to your press conference. I'm just wondering, were you expecting something like that? And if so, did you get an opportunity? Did you apologize directly to him? Or what impact did that have on the conference or whatever?
I did not apologize directly to him, but yes, the gentleman asked a couple questions and, I guess doing his job. So I think I... hopefully answered them correctly.
I then made my way to the practice field where I was greeted by Bengals long snapper Clark Harris, who attended Rutgers and recognized my stocking cap. He came over and gave me a fist bump. And that wasn't the only one who noticed my cap. So did head coach Marvin Lewis. So it appears Coach Lewis did not make these remarks to hurt. And as for myself, I was not offended. In Cincinnati, Little John, Fox 8 News.
Yo, man, that dude go by Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm. He's a celebrity there, like locally.
Wow. I wonder if he ever gets, if people ever feel let down when he shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they do.
It's Lil Jon. Oh, man. All the black people get up and leave.
Oh, wrong Lil Jon.
Man, shit.
Hey, how pissed was Marvin by after that second question, though? Like, the first question, he was a little upset. But that second question, oh, he was upset.
He was like, when he's supposed to stand tall in the pocket. Damn, that was good.
He should have had more material, though. I'm upset he only had those two questions.
Now, you think y'all might come up a little short this weekend? Yeah, that would be good. but, yeah, man. So, anyway, Cincinnati, I don't know what's going on with them. They 8-4-1, but it just feels like they're out of it, even though they're, you know, kind of not.
Yeah, they easy wins.
The Colts beat the Browns by 1 point.
Who would have thunk that? I got that one right.
By 1 point. I got it right as well, but the Colts beat the Browns by 1 point.
You
kind of
feel like, did you really win?
Here's the thing. The Colts beat the Browns by 1 point, and Brian Hoyer lost his job.
Yep.
Wow.
The Colts are good, and y'all only lost by one.
I mean, we dissected this last week, and we said he was going to lose his job behind this because it's the Colts.
Yep, but it's just, you know.
That's why I was like, nah, go ahead and send Johnny Manziel out there. Let him play the Colts so you can see what he's going to look like. And then I can keep my job because y'all clearly see this is what this fool is going to look like.
But it's one of them times where even when you're right, it's like, damn, they really got rid of this nigga. Like, the writing was on the wall, but. Shit, man. Like, he played bad. They still was in the game. Like, they still was in the hunt for a playoff spot. Now they just basically like, fuck it, man. That's it. It's a wrap, y'all. We're not going to win. So,
I can't even joke Cleveland no more because of the Lil Jon.
Yeah, you can't even joke them no more.
But fuck it. That's what Cleveland do. I mean, they don't really want to win.
Oh, man, that didn't last long.
They don't really want to win.
So
like, they have a long, long standing tradition of making bad decisions. Good with care. for making bad decisions. And this is just another one. High five for y'all for keeping with tradition. Mm-hmm. And then low five for being stupid.
Wow. Way to be real small about this, man. Tampa Bay Buccaneers played the Detroit Lions. Of course, Detroit won. Everybody had them.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them 34-17. Sorry, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Tennessee Titans lost to the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Giants, the Titans are the only team that actually has given up. Like, they just gave up, dude. When I look at their games, they don't even want to be there.
I told you, everybody looked around was like, wait, Oakland actually might can win some games. They trying to win. Let us go ahead and tank.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I don't think that's how it works. Team, like the actual individual players do not have a reason to tank.
No, they don't.
The coaches don't have a reason to tank either because they typically get fired after they tank. Like, right. After a bad season. I just think them niggas quit, man.
Tennessee. Tennessee hold on to their coaches.
Oh, they did with Jeff Fisher, but we don't know that that's a thing for everybody.
That might gotta be special.
And Jeff Fisher went right to St. Louis and showed he can still coach his ass off. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that that's what's happening or not. Maybe we'll see. But I just know in general in the NFL, if you tank, normally they clear house. Which, I mean, shouldn't they? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they walk in the locker room and say, all right, players, can y'all please not win today? Mm-mm. Like, they actually walk in there with a game plan that they think gonna work. Then they get out there and get their ass kicked again. At some point, you got to fire that nigga.
The GM be like, look, we want a good showing, but you know what the outcome needs to be.
Shit, I don't even, like I said, I don't even think it gets that far. I think they just have a shitty team.
Yeah, because players are competitive.
Yeah, these niggas have quit. It's not even like, yay, we get new draft picks to take our jobs. They not happy about that.
No.
I can't wait to, like, the quarterback going out there going, I can't wait to lose so we could draft Jameis Winston. He could have my spot. Nobody's doing that.
Hey, how you think those discussions go when they're in front of the owner, the GM, and the GM like, hey, this is a 52-man roster.
Mm.
And he cut the good players. and the coach would be like, nope. I kept what he gave me. I kept the best out of what he gave me. It was like, nope. That other young boy you got on the practice squad, he's doing good. Look at that boy you cut.
Hey,
and
I'm
Oakland
not,
picked him up. He doing great.
I'm not going to lie, dog. If they call me in the office and ask me about tanking, I'm gonna be like, this is what you want me. I'm gonna act like I'm doing it on purpose. Like, hey man, I got him tanking. Like, hey, who we looking at, boss? You, what do you think? Jameis? You think Mariota? Like, you want to go wide receiver first? You like that dude from Alabama? He pretty good. Like, I would just walk in the office and start talking like that. They'd be like, well, what about the game tonight? Man, who worry about the game tonight, man? We talking about this draft, man. What this got to do with tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking at the future for us.
Yeah. Man, shit. Hey, I'm like you, bro. I don't want this quarterback either. Shit. You paying him too much, and I'm playing him too much. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying.
So who we looking at in the secondary? Because I feel like we could use some guys from Florida State.
Yeah, we need some young boys to re-energize the team.
That's how you got to play it, man.
Because I feel like otherwise, if you're not communicating at all, like, you setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, you can't just walk in there and be like, we try hard again for the fucking 14th week. Like,
nah, that ain't gonna work.
Now that y'all fucking 2-11, you done had 11 post game meetings that were bad. So you got to start acting like it's on purpose, man. Hey, I can still coach. I'm coaching them to lose. They don't even know. They can't even tell.
You know, I've been looking at Jameis since week 3.
Yeah.
Remember, we was joking about him, but he got on my radar then.
Yeah, that's when I looked at his, you know, I don't even watch game film on Saturday. I watch the college game.
I still can't believe they ranked 4 in the nation.
Yeah. I mean, the playoffs going to be good this year. Playoffs going to be good. You going to watch them? Can I come to your house and watch them? Please. So, the Titans gave up and the Giants helped them. The Rams beat the Washington Redskins, and of course I got that right.
I got that wrong. I couldn't believe it.
They got zero, dog.
I couldn't believe McCoy didn't at least give me 2-3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about this game last week. You said Colt McCoy playing pretty good, and I said that's that lowered expectations.
Yeah.
Hey, Colt McCoy, man, I'm shocked. I'm shocked he didn't play better. Just like you shocked.
I'm not shocked at all. I told you this. I said this nigga not good.
Y'all remember Saturday we talked about that? You was like, you know, it's looking pretty good for y'all. I'm hearing good things about Washington.
Absolutely not. I never would.
You didn't say that.
Only thing I might have said is good y'all aren't playing that nigger anymore.
You didn't say that.
Lord.
I could have sworn you said it.
I probably say it's good you got that coon off the field. But I wouldn't have. I never vouched for
that coon.
Colt McCoy.
I could have sworn you said good things about Colt McCoy.
You was talking about some. Hey, this nigga Justin was like, hey man, he been having pretty good games. I said, if RG3 had his level of games, they would kick him out of town. They'd be like, no, you're not benched. You are out of the NFL. Stop. If he was consistently putting up 2 touchdowns and losing by 14 every week, man, whatever. Anyway, them niggas lost.
Yeah, they did. They didn't get a point.
Our uniforms look good, though. Y'all gotta like our uniforms.
Funniest part of this whole game, though, gotta be when they put RG3 in.
Oh, he played? He actually played?
Yeah, Colt got hurt. So they had to put RG3 in.
Oh, Robert should have been like, I'm not ready.
Man, I don't even know the plays,
Does he not watch the other quarterbacks and listen to what they say? Michael Vick showed him like.
Right up, I say he should have did like the Michael Vick.
RG3 had a quarterback rating of 99. 3-for-4, 33 yards, no touchdowns, 1 sack for 8 yards.
Well, good for him. Maybe he'll be able to back up somebody else. Maybe he'll be able to back up Geno when Michael Vick leaves.
Dude, I wish RG3 was starting because it's killing the value of Alfred Morris. Nigga only had 12 points because of Colt McCoy. Hey, I mean, man. 12 yards because of Colt McCoy.
Hey, that's the breaks. He got to be a better running back.
You need a running quarterback to get those black people out the backfield.
Mm-hmm. What about DeSean Jackson? I know he was hot during that game.
Yeah.
He was probably was threatening all type of gang slurs and everything at Colt McCoy.
You know Colt McCoy can't even understand what be coming out of DeSean's mouth. What did he say? I think he called me the N-word.
Did he say
Now, DeSean Jackson didn't play. because he was hurt. Pierre Garçon had a big game.
Did Pierre say he was going to fuck me up?
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to say.
Wait, is he saying he's going to fuck me or he's going to fight me? What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is my mother a motherfucker? I don't understand.
But he didn't play, and I don't think he's playing this weekend either.
Deshaun quit.
Yep. Right.
Just
yeah.
like I thought he would.
He's like, fuck this
bullshit. Too black, man. We got a lot of black people on our team.
The Vikings beat. Oh wait, no. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Miami Dolphins. I got that right.
I get it wrong.
Wrong for me. Yeah. Goddamn Tannehill.
Yep. I tried to tell y'all niggas stop believing in this white boy. He's not good.
It's not just him. White.
It's white privilege, is what it is.
It's that receiver. And his name Mike Wallace.
Yeah, 60 minutes.
That's.
Nah, it's white privilege. Ryan Tannehill was black. This nigga would not, he would be on the hot seat. but he white, so they be letting him cook. They be taking them losses like, it's fine. He's fine. What's the problem?
Still learning, huh?
Yep, just getting the hang of it. You know how it is. It's not his fault. Like every time I listen to Fantasy Focus, they be talking him up. You know, he's a guy that you don't think will get a lot of fantasy points. And you know, if you started him last week, you got 20 points. I'm like, yeah, but all the good quarterbacks got 30 points. So
correct.
He's still not good.
Mm-mm.
Let's see what else you got here. Did we talk about the Jets lost to the Vikings?
I got that right.
I got that right too.
I got that right.
It was just a battle of black quarterbacks. And that's the one time I felt Teddy Bridgewater was superior to the quarterback on the field.
Ironically, the game was 24-30, though. I mean, it's not like it was a blowout. Two field goals.
Yep. Geno Smith was having those Pro Bowl caliber flashes. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Pro Bowl caliber flashes, Justin.
Not flashes.
He that dude, man.
Jazz quarterback situation has been comical for a few decades now. That's why we're hearing things like this from Geno Smith doesn't cause much of a stir anymore. But he said he had Pro Bowl caliber flashes in his play.
Which means they don't last long, right? Okay.
I've shown flashes of being, well, remember before this, what did he say? He said something in the beginning of the season, like, I could be as good as Tom Brady. Something crazy.
Mm-hmm. Top three.
Top three quarterback or something. We was like, what are you talking about? So he said, I've shown flashes of being a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, he said, but what we're looking for here is consistency. The best teams have consistent quarterback play, and I realized that. And that's truly what I want to show to the fans and everyone outside this building.
You know, just know all the right words. That's why he started.
That's why you can't tell if he's smart or stupid.
Because during, you know, when they interview players and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
Geno said all the right things during the interview.
He must give a hell of an interview.
Bet you do.
I'm like, well, you know, I've shown Pro Bowl caliber, flashes in the past.
This nigga uses big words.
No, it's all about consistency.
So then you give him a puzzle face like Pro Bowl. Elaborate on that, Geno. Tell me, what do you mean?
And then he's like, you know, like in the last game, I was going to throw the ball and throw an interception, and I decided not to do that. So I threw it out of bounds. And they're like, well, okay, guess that's a Pro Bowl caliber move. I mean, technically, that's not a turnover.
Yeah, especially when he averaged 5 interceptions a game.
See, one of the things I noticed is Tom Brady never wears jeans. So I show Pro Bowl caliber flashes by shopping at the same store that he gets his cargo pants from. So.
I'm even switching my shoes up. Yeah. Even switching. No more Jordans for me.
Did you know Peyton Manning? That's not an iPad that he gets his plays from. That is actually a Samsung Galaxy Pro.
Oh, Lord.
So I switched to the Samsung Galaxy Pro because of, you know, Pro Bowl caliber flashes. Mm-hmm. He's a Pro Bowler.
I only eat Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. What about on the field, though, Gino? Because we feel like it's some inconsistencies between Pro Bowl caliber players and your on the field. Yeah, see, I knew you was going
to
say that.
And we'll get to that on the field, but you got to fix off the field first.
Right. And I knew you was going to say that. Let me talk about my on the field Pro Bowl caliber flashes. Now, do you notice that I don't tie my left laces right to left? I tie them left to right on my shoes. Pro Bowl caliber flashes. You know who else does that?
Lord.
You know who else does that?
Johnny Unitas? I don't know.
No, close. Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman, Pro Bowl player, Hall of Fame, also tied his laces left to right. So, you know, got to keep the Pro Bowl caliber mentality on the field at all times.
But, Gino, can you win some games?
bringing up wins, this reminds me. Every day, you have to win the day. I wake up in the morning, and I do just like Randall Cunningham. I take a brick, and I brush my hair every morning. And right when I get it good and rough looking, I come on into work. And, you know, Randall Cunningham, Pro Bowl caliber player. I show my Pro Bowl caliber flashes with my hair looking the same way.
But, well, I'm talking about winning games, not your hair.
But
not,
can you
not
win?
Not your hair, man.
But for a lot of people would say life's a game. And if you can win the game
Look, son. You going to start this week, okay?
Right.
I just want you to win some games. Shut the fuck up. Win some games. Okay, you got them, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my office.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Thiesman.
Goddamn black motherfucker. Throw shit at the door when he walking out.
Geno Smith gonna make the owner racist. Like, he wasn't racist, but now he got Geno Smith. Like, I know when he be reading them papers and seeing them quotes, like, I'm a Pro Bowl caliber player. I know he be like, goddamn niggers! Sir, is everything going okay in there, mister? Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I'm gonna need a new newspaper.
Yeah, cause I tore this one up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. I went through another one. The Panthers played the Saints, and the Panthers ended up beating the shit out of the Saints.
Damn, I got that wrong.
I got that wrong, because it's normally the other way around. Normally the Saints got the Panthers' number, and they beat them like a drum.
Yeah, I got it wrong, too.
And then they beat them in New Orleans?
Yep, in New Orleans.
And I had been picking the Panthers, and I let you talk me out of it.
Yeah, I was going to pick against them, because I was like, we always lose against the Saints.
The Houston Texans played the Jacksonville Jaguars. Texans beat the Jaguars. Of course, I got that.
Yep.
Me too.
Denver Broncos beat Buffalo Bills. I got that. And Peyton Manning's worst fucking game of all time.
Me Bruh. Too.
Nigga, you killed me. You killed me, Peyton. Are you happy? Nobody won and started this nigga. And it was big too, because it was like he was about to get some kind of record.
Mm-hmm. He was about to be 52 straight games.
Yeah. And he was just like, I don't care. 173 yards, 2 inches, no touchdowns. Deal with it.
So they play San Diego this week. Think he gonna do well?
Man, of course.
Bounce back?
Now that y'all
he gonna ball.
Now that y'all out the playoffs, yeah. Now that if you started him and you out the playoffs, Peyton Manning about to come back like gangbusters. Get you third place or some shit. Kansas City Chiefs played the Arizona Cardinals. I had the Chiefs. They lost to the Cardinals, who started Drew Stanton. I don't know how the fuck they're doing this at this point. I give up.
Right.
I got it right.
I give
too.
Up. Yeah, y'all smarter than me. I give up. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know. Drew Stanton is about to go to the playoffs and win the division. I don't know. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Good coaching, man.
Yeah, he's got to be.
And they got Larry Fitzgerald.
Their defense is sick, but even Larry Fitzgerald don't be balling. Like, last week, I thought he was hurt. He didn't even play that game.
He was supposed to play.
Nah, he didn't play because his what was wrong with him? His knee. I think he got an MRI or some shit on his knee.
Oh, damn. He was supposed to play.
Oh, no. He played last week. I'm sorry. 4 for 34. So he didn't even do shit.
Yeah, like, what about their running back? He good?
He got hurt.
Ah.
That was the week they put Kyle Williams. Matter of fact, he's out for the season. Stephen Taylor and Kyle Williams are the running backs now. Dude, I don't know. It's fucking up my football mind, because I keep watching the games going, these motherfuckers are terrible.
Defense, got to be defense then.
Their defense is sick. But
they need some HGH testing out there.
Yeah, and I mean, poor Dwayne Bowe playing with Alex Smith. God,
right? I don't, man. He's one of them dudes where he'll bald and he won't do nothing for a few weeks. Then you'd be like, well, fuck, I'm gonna sit you down. Instead, you put him on bench. He balls. You're like, fuck, I don't know what to do with you.
It's
so
not
I just kicked him off. Yeah, I was like, I can't fuck with you. You're stressing me out.
He's the worst.
I blame his coach.
Man, Alex Smith won't throw the wide receivers, though.
Andy Reid, I blame his coach.
Yeah, Andy Reid is terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's terrible.
They didn't even run the ball with Jamal Charles. Shout out to all the people that finally hit me up on Twitter and said, I see what you were saying, right?
Right. You've been complaining about that for years with the Eagles.
About four or five people hit me up and was like, 10 times? I was like, what are you talking about? Andy Reid, you was right, Rod. Gave the ball Jamal Charles 10 times. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, that's what he do. That's what he do. Ran the ball a total of 17 times.
Woo.
And now this was where you go, well, maybe they were having a bad day on the ground, Rod. 17 times, 126 yards. Seven and a half yards a carry and a touchdown. And they said, that's enough. That's all we need. We still need to go out here and throw it 39 times with Alex Smith.
That's good numbers for the running backs.
Yeah, those are great numbers. Anyone would kill to have those numbers. And they end up losing because they wouldn't run the fucking ball. Fuck Andy Reid.
By a few points, too.
Time management ass nigga. San Francisco 49ers lost to the Oakland Raiders.
My quarterback,
I got that
y'all,
wrong.
And killed Justin's playoff chances.
That's my quarterback still, though, y'all. That's my quarterback.
Has anybody ever gone from white to mixed race to black faster than Kaepernick?
Mm-mm. He's crossed all three genres.
He is the first in history to experience this.
I called this dude a black quarterback last playoffs
and people
and my timeline filled up with angry white people going, he's not black.
Hey man, he turned black when he mocked Cam Newton and he ain't been right ever since.
And I'm petty. I've been a fuck you to him since that bullshit too.
Mm-hmm. I'm partying.
I loved it because I liked his pettiness. I liked that celebration. Like, you know, oh, it was so childish. Ooh, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I was
it
like,
was.
He gonna have plenty more. Mm-hmm. And then he ain't been right ever since. He's been out there calling people niggas out there on the field. Mm-hmm.
That's why I parted with his ass lost. Fuck you.
Yep, I've been partying on this nigga.
Mm-hmm. My quarterback.
So good.
My quarterback lost to Oakland.
I didn't believe in this black ass anyway.
He fucked up the whole roster playing so bad.
Hey man, I knew he was broken. Did you see the press conference after the game?
and he
actually gave Richard Sherman props. He was like, you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I said, hold up. When you threw him that pick in the playoffs last year, you said he was still a fucking buster. I remember that. Cause they was like, but you did throw that pick. It's like, so he's terrible. Shut up. Now he up here like, yeah, he pretty good, man.
Cause he had to quit talking that shit cause they playing bad.
Yeah. I like him. He's the best and I love him and I'm sorry. It looks like, 49ers about to have to get everybody up out of there too.
Mm-hmm.
Coach included.
Mm-hmm. And you know the best part about this? They're 7-6 and so is Kansas City. So people that suck Alex Smith's dick can't do the, well, see, if they would have kept Alex Smith, would they be 7-6?
Now let me ask you this though. The coach they have now, cause that's the team he kind of built.
Yeah.
Is it Ronnie Lott? No, what's it? What was that former coach?
Oh, wait, you talking
about Mike Singletary.
Mike Singletary?
Not that black man.
Nigga, no. Hold on now.
Whatever you say, no.
The year after they got rid of Mike Singletary, they made it deep in the playoffs. And it was the team he built. I feel like he get props for this because this trying to sustain that, they current coach, he's not being effective. And he's not.
But Mike Singletary couldn't sustain it either. That's why he got fired. It's not like they fired him while he was winning.
They didn't give him time to build that team. They gave him 2 years by.
I wouldn't have gave him time to build that team either.
He was taking his pants off in the meeting.
He didn't fuck around and try to fight a player.
Asking people if they had a dick.
Fight me.
He was trying to fight niggas. No.
Boxing out.
You can't have that. You can't have that in the office, bro.
I will say this.
If you don't count any of the criticism that me and Karen just said, I agree with you. So you do have a point.
So then, as football reasons, he should have stayed. Because you listed all things that weren't really football reasons.
All I'm saying is, if you don't count any of the stuff that we said,
I'm okay with a coach. Yeah. I'm okay with a coach telling the player that you fight me. I'm okay with a coach telling the player that.
I'm not.
Because Jim, which one is it? Which Harbaugh is that anyway? Whichever Harbaugh it is, he kind of a dick too, just like Singletary. It's just he white. That's the only difference.
I don't know them Harbaugh brothers.
That's the only difference.
I can't even tell the difference between them Harbaugh brothers. Like, they both be yelling and shit. They take it too serious. Is that okay to say? So, like, I get it's a sport and it's professional and it's, we're supposed to be intense. Calm down, man. You're spitting in my face. Damn. What is wrong with y'all?
Back up off of you.
You know who I like as a coach in the NFL? Pete Carroll.
He have fun. Yep.
He be out, I'm like, he get crunk every once in a while. But in general, he kind of like, we ain't got it today. All right. Got him next week. Come on, guys. You gonna try? Oh, all right. No. All right.
I got that new marijuana.
Yeah. Like, he don't be out there on, motherfuckers, what's wrong with you, Russ? What's wrong? Like, you don't, oh, I hate them. I'm glad the Harbaugh's losing.
Pete Carroll hit you with that. Now, you know you're gonna have to run in practice, right?
Yeah.
But with a smile on his face.
Yeah. It ain't that, I'm gonna cuss your ass. Like, he probably cussed their ass out in the locker room or something.
Of course.
But
not in public.
He don't need, he don't need us to know how intense he is. I feel like the Harbaughs need us to know. Seattle Seahawks beat the Eagles. I got that right.
I got that wrong.
Well, you picked the Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to tell people the Eagles not that good. Nobody believes. I'm the Eagles fan. And I'm telling people this team is suspect as fuck. Nah, man. Y'all 9-4. You about to win in the division. I'm like, the division suspect.
Yeah, look at who they beat.
Correct. Right. Cause the Carolina Panthers might fuck around and win the division. We bad.
Cause bro, we talked about that. That was a measuring stick for Dallas is, are they going to beat, Philly when they play Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Cause it wasn't New York and it wasn't Washington. It was between Philly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Philly was a measuring stick.
And now we got to play them again this weekend. And I don't believe in the Eagles, but I don't believe in the Cowboys either.
Right. Ain't still no telling who going to win that game.
Still December. Hey, man,
I feel like, you know what though? Honestly, I feel like the Cowboys are always going to be competitive, and have a high chance of winning just cause since Dez can't slap his mama no more, he be having up temper tantrums. He really is 1 foot away from slapping one of them teammates with them big ass hands.
Does the month end with the ER? Yes, it does. So Tony Romo gonna be bad.
Right.
But November ends with the ER too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost to the Eagles in November too.
Right.
But that was only one game.
Yep. It was the one that I count. The New England Patriots played the San Diego Chargers. Patriots won. I picked the Patriots. So.
I got
them right too.
And Justin picked the Chargers, which, you know, not necessarily the worst pick in my opinion.
I picked them mainly because their quarterback graduated from NC State.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a bad pick then. and the Packers blew out the Falcons. Nah, they were blowing them out 40, but they only won 43-37 because the second half, the Falcons went the fuck off. But thank God they was putting up points because Jordan Nelson won my fantasy matchup. Shout out to Dr. Dostax talking that shit. Never touch the money. Man, you never touch the money.
I was so worried. I was glad. Cause I was like, fuck, Green Bay gotta do, they gotta pass the ball or something. Cause, they trying to run this clock out.
Mm-hmm.
And, out the dude I was playing had Eddie Lacy, the Green Bay running back. I was like, damn, he gonna beat me cause they trying to run the ball and run this clock out.
And the Falcons said, nope, we found something with Julio Jones.
Yeah, and Green Bay had to pass that ball. I was like, yes.
And Julio Jones, man, like, people forgot that he was a talent, man. Like, I was starting to hear his name uttered with, like, the idea that he's some type of whack-ass player or some type of bust. And
Chicago?
No, Julio Jones was drafted by the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
He just had a problem staying healthy, but I mean, 11 receptions, 259 yards and a touch. I mean, nigga, what? Well, them AJ Green numbers.
What was that dude that came from, didn't they get a player from Chicago to Atlanta?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
It had
to be a player that came from Chicago to Atlanta that I'm thinking about then.
I don't know.
But Julio is nice.
If Julio, look, man, it's crazy because people talking shit about him. But this year, this season, because, you know, he hasn't had a great season or whatever. But he's got 6 touchdowns, 1,400 yards. Let's see, 93 receptions. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it's Roddy that needs to pick up the pace.
Yeah, but people was like, I've been watching how people talk about Julio, and it's been kind of disrespectful. Like, he's not good. Like, he can't help that he on a shitty team. He's not putting up, you know, every week all-star numbers. But look, 116 yards,
and
88.
Look who he got passing on the ball, too.
Right, Matt Ryan, yep. 116, 88, 161, 82, 105. 68-56-58. I think that's when is he was playing hurt.
And that's splitting passes with them trying to throw it to Roddy White, too.
Mm-hmm.
One Hester, night, Devin Hester, that's who it is that they've been playing at receiver.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah.
came from Chicago.
But he's like receiver number four, though. That's not the same. 59-88, 189-259. I mean, okay. Nigga, it's a lot of dudes that would trade for that motherfucking stat line right now and go get paid somewhere.
Man, him and AJ Green, when they get on the same team next year?
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know what? Never mind. AJ going to wherever's a black quarterback at. Andy Dalton ruined it for him.
Oh, maybe that's what the problem is.
It ruined it for him. AJ, when he leaves, he going to somewhere with a black
matter of fact, he's number one in receiving yards. Yeah, man. Let me catch these niggas talking about Julio again. Cause they was talking about him like he wasn't shit, man. Like, Julio Jones, that's it. I was like, Julio Jones, good. What are y'all talking about? That's all they got? Like, nigga. Oh, put him on the Eagles. Put him on the Panthers.
I would love him to come to the Panthers.
Yeah. Man, playing with Matt Ryan, wasting his potential.
Right.
And the final score was 43-37. I had it wrong. I had 127-2, so I was off. Let's see if we can hurry up and make our picks for 15. Pittsburgh's play. Of course, I didn't pick last night.
Me either.
Pittsburgh Steelers play the Atlanta Falcons. In Atlanta.
Steelers.
Yeah. Steelers are 8-5. Falcons 5-8. Justin, mm-hmm. What say you?
Oh, Pittsburgh. You know, being like to go down to Atlanta. They love it down there.
The Green Bay Packers play the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. I'll take Packers.
Now, didn't they just play?
I don't think so. They don't. They can only play Buffalo
like
2 weeks
ago? Oh.
Nah, because they're not in the same division. They can only play them one time. Cincinnati Bengals play at the Cleveland Brown, playing against that midget Johnny Manziel.
Cincinnati,
Karen. Mm-hmm. Now, Justin, I feel like you should pick Cleveland here.
I'm picking Cleveland. I want to see the money team.
The Houston
money team do they thing.
Houston, hey, did you see his coach Pettit or whatever was already saying, you know, people gonna be clowning Johnny with that money dance when they sack him. I was like, yeah, they gonna do it. Houston, Texas against Indianapolis Colts in Indy.
Colts.
Give me Houston.
I want to say Houston so bad, but I'm going to pick Indy.
No, they quarterback out, didn't he?
For
Houston?
Nah, Houston, they got Fitzmagic. He threw them 6 touchdowns weeks ago.
Give me Houston, yeah.
I
feel like your boy J.J. Watt going to have 2 touchdowns this week.
Yeah, he might. Oakland Raiders at Kansas City Chiefs.
I almost want to go Oakland, but I'm not.
I want to so bad.
I can't keep picking all these.
Yeah, that's too much of an upset. Like, I just can't. Plus, they're back in Arrowhead, so they'll probably win. Yeah. The New England Patriots are playing the Miami Dolphins in New England. Give me the Patriots.
Patriots.
And Washington Redskins are at the New York Giants.
How about them Skins?
Yeah, baby. I'm going to Giants. Tampa Bay Bucks play the Carolina Panthers. Give me the Bucks.
Me too.
Cam out this week?
Yep.
Yes, he is.
Give me the Bucks.
Jacksonville. Hold up. That division is so bad.
That division is terrible.
I'm trying to think.
The Panthers at 4-8 could still make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna make the playoffs. Yeah.
I'm going to take the Panthers.
Who quarterback? Ryan Anderson? You going with Anderson?
Yeah, I'm going with Derek Anderson.
Derek
yeah.
Anderson?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Panthers.
And you know what? They might just fuck around and win, I'm still going against them.
I'm rooting for chaos.
Oh, because it's going to be chaos if win.
I can already hear Monday morning Charlotte Sports Radio. Looks like we got a quarterback controversy here. I mean, now what do you do with Cam if you decide to go with Anderson for the rest of the season? Yeah, I can already see it. Baltimore Ravens, Jaguars at Ravens, and you really can only see a sliver of Jacksonville.
Ravens.
Yeah, me too. Ravens. You, Justin?
Oh no, I'm not picking Jacksonville.
Broncos at the Chargers.
Broncos.
This feels like the Chargers could win.
I know they always.
Only reason I'm picking the Broncos is because Peyton played so bad last week.
I'm going Chargers.
Yeah, I got a feeling he's gonna ball out this week to make up for last week.
Oh, they're gonna be on national TV too.
I don't know.
I believe they
are. That's a 4-5.
It's that first 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going San Diego. All
right.
Peyton don't play well on those national games like that.
The Jets playing against the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee.
It's going to be some good football.
Both teams are 2-11.
You mean some good bad football?
This going to be some good football right here, boy.
Now, you know, I say when all things are equal, you got to go with the white quarterback. So I got to go Tennessee.
Mm-mm. Give me Geno, and Geno I trust.
Mm-hmm.
I might pick it. Does anybody have Geno? I might pick him up and start him this week.
You might should, dog. That's a smart
move.
I'm pretty sure nobody has him.
Mm-hmm. And none of your leagues.
And yeah, I'm pretty safe to say every league.
He out there.
Two quarterback leagues. Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
Yeah, I gotta go Detroit.
Got to.
49ers at the Seahawks. I'm going to Seahawks.
Seahawks.
That black ass quarterback.
Which half of that guy you going to go with?
That black ass Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is all the way black now.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
Russell Wilson, he got two black parents, but he less black than Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, Lord.
Because he's playing good.
So you're going with the white quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going with the white one. Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. Give me the Eagles.
Philly.
Give me the Eagles.
Give me Dallas.
And the New Orleans Saints at the Chicago Bears.
Same record.
I'm going Chicago.
I'm going to go Chicago. Final score will be -4. Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't put a negative in here.
All right, they don't lose points.
I'll give the Saints 27, and I'm going to give the Chicago Bears 29. I'm going to say that's the final score. Submit my picks, and I got to make the first pick of week 16. Might as well take care of that now. Ugh. Titans at the Jaguars. Shit.
I'm going Jacksonville.
Tennessee going to be, they're going to have another L, 2-12.
Any, meeny, miny,
I'm going.
This is for the first pick in the draft. I'm going to say the first pick is going to Tennessee because they need a quarterback better. So I'm going to say Tennessee.
I thought
Tennessee
they got
loses.
Bortles.
Tennessee, no, Jacksonville got Bortles. So I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Yeah, that's
winning.
You don't want to save it?
No, wait, I said it backwards. I'm going to go with Jacksonville winning.
Okay.
Because they already got a quarterback, so they won't do it. So there you go. I got Jacksonville. What you got, Justin?
Damn, I don't.
Yeah.
They both like got that. Two T's for the name. Two mm-hmm. I'm going with JJ. Just because. Dynamite. I want to say that when Jacksonville wins.
All right. Karen, who'd you go with?
Jacksonville.
All right. Balls D Sports Madden. Black Rob writes in, what up, BDS crew? Did y'all see this story about how Orlando Scandrick went ham on a kid in the hospital during a game of Madden? Yes, we did. And I got it saved, so we'll get into it. Matter of fact, we can talk about it now. This might be one of my favorite stories of the week. Anyone who plays Dallas Cowboy cornerback Orlando Scandrick and Madden better bring their A game because he wants the victory. Scandrick apparently shows no mercy no matter who he is playing against. If you grab a controller and play him, he is going to do what he the as much as he can to win by as much as possible. Dallas linebacker Justin Durant witnessed Scandrick's no mercy policy on Tuesday when the Cowboys players went to a local children's hospital to spread some holiday spirit and give presents to children.
That's not spreading spirit.
Scandrick played a kid in Madden at Children's Hospital, hit him with a surprise onside, and he had the crying smiley. That's Justin Durant on Twitter. He was winning and going for 2-3 crying faces. As former New York Jets head coach Herman Edwards once said, you play to win the game. Of course, it's probably safe to assume that everyone was just having a good time just playing the game.
Hey, that's why they're going to win on Sunday. You got dudes like that on the team. Him and Dez Bryant, they winning.
That kid's like, I'm on a goddamn IV and I'm losing my hair from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you going to do me?
Yep, fuck your cancer.
Yep. You know, he probably hit
I have arthritis and can barely move my body.
Yeah, they actually have.
Sit the sticks down here, kid.
Right.
Get off the sticks, bitch. 10-1, skunk rule. Now, you might as well die of cancer because I'm killing you on the field.
Now,
they do have footage of the game.
Hey, hold on. I guarantee you he threw the sticks down and said, get this motherfucking sick-ass kid out my face. I'm tired of whooping these sick kids' ass. Give me some real competition.
They do have footage of Scandrick playing the kid.
Oh, good. You're awake.
Yeah.
I have a surprise for you, sweetie.
More applesauce.
No, this is a good one. You know how your favorite movie is? Half-baked? What if I told you Dave Chappelle is here?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your mommy?
Come on in, Dave.
It's right here.
Hey, Mom told me you were sick, so I figured I'd come by and pay you a visit.
I'll leave you two alone.
Okay, thanks. So what you got here? Some PlayStation?
Street hoops. Wanna play? I'm one of you, though. I'm pretty good.
I don't know if I take losing to a little guy like you.
Oh, come on, it's just a game.
No, all right, come on, let's play.
Really?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'm player one, you're player two.
Okay, I think I've done this before. Oh! Ah! 1-0, 1-0.
Used to love that game.
That's two. That's me.
Two up.
Oh! Okay. Come on, Billy.
Three for me!
All right. Fine, little bitch. Ain't scoring no more, though. Come on, ball up. Steal.
Okay, look at how pale.
Billy, look at my game. It must hurt. Oh! Oh, in your face. Billy, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, dude. It's good, though. That's all me, baby. Here you come. Hooray for me, Billy, in your face. The children is our future, my ass. I'm the future. Oh, you can't deny me, Billy. You can't deny me, it's too real for you. What I say, you won't go to score no more. Tell your little friends, the dreams do come true. Dave Chappelle came and saw you in the hospital and whooped your monkey ass in some street hoop. You think it's my first time? I got PlayStation, I'm rich. Rich, bitch! Here you come. With it. Oh! You can pick them little sticks up, white boy, and get to the game. Yeah, the agenda, and it goes like this! Oh!
Babe, I don't feel good. Could you call the nurse for me?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you all right? Oh, no. Nurse, could you come in here, please, quickly? Billy is getting his ass whooped on street. I need a witness. It's so good. Billy, it's so good. Billy. Billy. Oh, my God, Billy. Nurse! Billy, don't you die on me. Don't you die on me. Cleaner! Billy. Billy. You all right, man? Uh-huh. You okay? You all right? Here, grab your sticks. Come on, let's go. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. In your face! Oh, Philly, I should have left you dead, baby. That was a killer.
Dave, can't you see him dying of cancer?
Look, Billy. I'm sorry, man. Look, I wasn't trying to make you feel bad. I just was trying to teach you a lesson. You can beat cancer, but if you want to beat it, you gotta be tough, okay? And I see it in you, Billy. You're gonna make it.
Really?
Hell no, Nick. You play like a bitch! Game! In your face! In your face! Feel better?
Aww. Half-Bake sucked anyway.
So, yeah, that was Orlando Scandi.
In your face.
Couple of questions for y'all, Black Rob's email. What do y'all think of the level of ain't shitness at play here by Scandrick? I actually kind of respect it, but then again, I ain't shit. And I'm also ultra competitive, so my opinion may not be the best on this. Look, man, you ain't gotta let them little niggas win.
Yeah, that's not part of the deal.
Yeah, just make a wish is you showed up. Not make a wish, I want to beat Orlando Scandrick and fucking... I bet Scandrick wasn't even on the list of people they wanted to meet.
They don't know who he is. He on defense.
They probably was like, where's Dez Bryant? I want him to slap me in my face. It was like, he didn't show up. This what you got, kid.
Yep.
And whoop your ass.
It's just like letting a woman beat you on a basketball court.
Yeah, because if the kid win, he probably going to live and beat the cancer and tweet about it and talk about you ain't shit and how he was killing you and all that. Nah, fuck that.
You let a cancer patient beat you. You got to go home and live with that. Come on, son. You get joked forever. You can't go home to your woman a loser.
A cancer kid beat you and you just let it happen?
Think you're going to run your household losing to a cancer patient?
All right. I tell the kid, if you can't beat me, how you going to beat the cancer? Think about it.
Everything in sports transcends into life.
Yeah. What about you, Karen? You respect it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you would just let him beat you? That's what you would do. You just,
I don't even believe that for a minute.
Okay, you just lose the game. That's what you would do.
I don't even believe that for a minute.
You'll never let me be it with a bubble bobble and it bust a move.
No, that's because you come in talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
You think that cancer patient ain't going to be talking shit?
Yeah, you think the cancer kid was all nice and friendly?
He started out with Dave. I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Number two, what's the craziest thing y'all have seen or done over a friendly game of Madden? I've seen niggas come to game, blows over that shit, seen guns pull, friendships ended all over stupid video game.
It's not stupid.
First of all, I've never gotten angry at somebody over a game of Madden. I don't understand it.
Mm-mm.
I have a little brother. So, to me, us playing, like, we played every game together. We couldn't even buy games unless it's two player. So, you have to learn to share it. And if you start fussing and fighting and arguing, parents come in and take that shit away.
Nobody's playing.
So, I never got crazy. And I only people I knew that got crazy over those games was all those kids that had a lot of money, spoiled, and they were single kids. Like, they didn't have any siblings.
Right.
And all those kids are the ones that throw their controllers, break shit, hit the TV. I'm like, nigga, my mama would punch a hole in my chest if she came in and saw me throwing that damn $40 controller across the room.
Right, that she had to goddamn pay for.
Right, what's wrong with you? So I've never had the issue, honestly. The craziest thing I've probably seen is just people, like, you know, threatening to fight each other. One time in the dorm, these niggas was playing NBA Live, and this dude lost, and we was joking him because he was playing so bad, and he was like, "Man, y'all need to stop joking me, man. I don't give a fuck, man." And then, like, he took his coat. He was a brand new coat. He got it at I think he got it at Christmas or something, and he was wearing it around, you know, second semester. He took the coat and he threw it on the ground. Everybody was like, "Man, you better pick up that coat your mama bought you, man. What's wrong with you?" And he was like, "Man, I don't give a fuck. Fuck her, man. Fuck that bitch. Fuck you. Oh. Fuck." And it was funny because niggas was ready to fight him because he said fuck his own mama.
Right? Because they was like,
they made him pick up the coat.
Right? Because that's so disrespectful.
I never seen nothing like that before. Like,
so that's ready to whip his ass because he was cussing his mama out.
They was about to beat his ass. I don't know his mama from Adam.
It don't matter what she is. It was like, nigga, you don't talk about your own goddamn mama.
So that was probably the funniest thing. You, Justin, you ever seen anything?
For me, just watching cats when they playing for money and playing their Madden.
Yeah.
And they start to lose the game, cheating. It's the game know you the one. They want to cheat you and only you.
Try to reset the game and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Just arguments over that. But I'm like you. I've always had fun when I played. I really only used to mainly play my nephew. And I used to beat the shit out of him in Madden. I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I would talk shit to him. I would demoralize him. And it wasn't until they came out with that Madden Vision on the quarterback. And it was like maybe the second year of that. And they started doing shit with the quarterback. I was like, he started winning. I was like, yeah, I'm done playing.
That was when I quit too.
Yep.
Remember that? I bought that game that year. And that was the worst $60 I've ever spent in my life.
Yep.
Right. And that's why I miss, 2K? Because it's one of those things where a lot of people talk about Madden, but Madden wouldn't even have got them improved if it wasn't for 2K. And now, since they have that exclusive contract, Madden is just it's either Madden or nothing. And so some people just choose nothing.
Yep. Yeah, I just remember getting that shit, and that cone vision popped up.
Mad.
And I was like, motherfucker, I don't want to really be in the NFL.
Yep.
Now I got to be a real quarterback and look to the left and throw to the right. Like, come on, man, stop.
Yeah, so I switched to them war games then.
Yeah.
Ghost Recon, I used to love that.
Yeah. The other problem with Madden, niggas getting mad over Madden 2 is, sometimes they get mad and you don't even be talking shit. Like, I play NCAA and college football, and this is back when Carolina had Julius Peppers on it, and I think Ron Murray was our, what was his last name? Ronald something. Well, he was our quarterback prospect, so they had him all ranked all high just before he actually really was playing. And so I actually was good with him. And I only was good because I only picked up the game that day. It was spring break. I played the game with these dudes because they already had the game. They had the PlayStation. It was in their room. I went undefeated for a good like 4 hours straight. And niggas was getting mad at each other. Like, no, fuck that. I got next. I'm going to take this nigga down. Thank you all that, motherfucker.
You didn't even say nothing.
The whole 4 hours, right. I never talked shit.
I don't either.
So then.
Couldn't have been me. I'd have been celebrating and dancing on fools. Well, who else wants his ass whooping?
Stabbed and punched, Justin.
But it wasn't even about them stabbing and punching. I knew the dudes. I wasn't worried about my safety. But they were talking all the shit for me. I didn't have to say nothing.
True.
Because all I had to do was keep being like, wow, this is the craziest thing ever. I can't believe I keep. Wow. Another win.
Me. I'd have been like, wow, I'm whooping your ass again. It's 3 times in a row. Why are you back up here for this ass whooping?
Well, I wasn't beating him.
You want my belt so you can beat yourself because I'm tired of whooping your ass.
Well, I wasn't beating him in a row. I was beating different people.
It don't matter. That's what I'm saying. Everybody can get it. I love talking trash.
For me, I didn't know what I was doing. So it wasn't even on somebody. If I actually had some confidence, I might have, but it really was like, I was like AI. Like, it's crazy to me too.
Hey, I'd have been talking more shit. You can't beat by a dude. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm in here whooping your ass. Damn, y'all suck.
Yeah, that's cool. But they wasn't talking shit to me. Like I said.
Oh, they was talking shit to each other.
Yeah, and it started slow. Like,
doesn't matter.
The first game when I was winning, it was like, well, beginner's luck. And I played somebody that was bad because I was like, it was like, you play NCAA? I was like, nah. And it was like, well, you can play Mike. He don't really play that much. So I beat Mike. But it was like, well, Mike don't play that much. So me and Mike like, nah, man, he pretty good, man. It was hard to beat him. And they was like, nah, let me get someone. So they would get a team and be like, oh, USC. I mean, I would win that game. And then, like I said, I wouldn't talk shit, but people would be like, man, you do play this game, don't you? I'm like, no, man, I own a Dreamcast. I haven't even touched the PlayStation in a year. Like, this I'm just learning this shit. And I would be asking questions that would make them more mad. Cause the over the top shit talking I wasn't doing, but I was doing shit like, so do you audible with the triangle button? Okay. And then like how I do like a couple plays later, I do an audible. I'm like, oh, so it worked. Okay. Like, so I was doing like that the whole time. And people come ask me questions like, man, so, like, do you just, like, know the Carolina team that good? I'm like, not really, man. You know, just playing the game for the first time, man. This is a pretty good game. And so I beat so many niggas at the end of that shit. Like, everybody in the room went from, like, turning on each other to finally just rooting for the last couple people. Like, come on, man. You got to get them off the sticks, bro. It's you. It's you got to do it. So at the very end, when I beat the last dude, and the thing is, if I got like a 21 point lead, then that was it. You had to get off the sticks.
Yep.
So a couple of times I just skunked people. And so the last dude, after I beat him, he was supposed to be like the expert champion motherfucker and shit. So I said, they was like, hey man, well, let me play you again. I said, didn't I already play you? He was like, yeah. And I was like, pause the game, put the controller down. I said, now I beat everybody in here, right? They was like, yeah. And I was like, cool, because I am never playing this game again. All you niggas do is sit around and play this goddamn game every day, and I whooped all y'all asses, and it's never gonna be a rematch. None of y'all will ever be able to beat me. Fuck y'all. I'm the best. No rematches. Undefeated champion. Left the fucking room. That's probably the craziest shit that's ever happened, but like I said, no fights. Nobody pissed on the controller or nothing like that. It was... I just beat they ass in silence for 4 hours, and it was spring break, so it was nothing to do. Nothing. So I just beat they ass for 4 hours, got up from the sticks. I've never played NCAA football since then. I would never touch that game again because it's never going to get better than that.
I'd have been Mike Jack moonwalking, dancing on
them. I was dancing on them. And the thing is, that lasts forever. Like, when I see you in the hallway going to class, like, oh, whooped your ass. And they'd be like, hey, man, come on, for real, dog. When you going to get back on the sticks? I don't play that game. I wasn't joking. Like, that's it. You had your chance. Like, oh, nigga, I could beat you if we played again. Yeah, but you will never know, will we? That's sad, isn't it? You had to live with that L. Maybe you should have picked a different team.
I've been talking so much trash. I'm gonna lose though. I'm gonna talk trash. So
yeah, Justin will talk trash to anybody. He don't care.
I don't. And I think for me, the biggest thing about me is that I don't talk trash because I think for me, I played even before video games. I used to play spades with old black men and women, but they would like cuss each other out. And see, I was never like that. I was the person that when I played, I would just beat your ass and then just walk away and just make everybody mad because I wouldn't say anything. So they was like, well, I don't know how you feel. That's not my fault. You the one talking loud.
I love some good trash talking on some spades. Rod, you going to play? You know they were trying to get the guys together?
Nope. I told you I don't do that.
I
play purely for fun.
I don't even play for fun.
It'll be fun, man.
That's my problem, is that I can't play for fun.
It's the guys. It'll be for fun.
I don't know how to do.
It'll just be like the same trash talking on the basketball court.
Yeah, but you wouldn't tell an alcoholic, like, just come out for one drink. So I'm not going to do it.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
Because it's your trigger problem, not mine. So.
Yeah, you might, but I wouldn't. Not to somebody I care about. I mean, that's something you might do, but... I'm a human being that cares about people, so I'm not gonna do it.
You like people?
I'll go out to a bar, watch some football, do that.
You can play spades at the bar?
Eat some wings, but I'm not playing spades.
I love a good spades game. That's where you can hone in your trash talking skills. Because I'm sure that's probably where you perfected your craft.
Yeah, I retired because I've gotten into almost fights over spades more than once. I can't help myself. I already told you, Justin. It's like you don't believe me, but I'm evil inside. I do my best to just hold it in every day.
That's why we get along.
Yeah, I don't want to be evil though. Like this is me in my least. You met me at the nicest point in my life.
Nope. Well,
you didn't meet me in my night. I am at the nicest point in my life right now. You met me when I was worse.
Hey, because when you told Tripp you was going to punch him in his face, I was
now,
like, yes.
Justin got to correct you. No,
I didn't say.
I didn't correct him.
I did not tell Tripp I would punch him in his face. I told Tripp that I didn't care whether he lived or died.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't affect anybody. And if he died, I wouldn't cry at all.
Probably broke his heart. He would look like, what?
And it's fucked up because I said it because he turned the ball over. Like, it wasn't even that serious. I don't even know what was wrong with me to think that shit. It's that evil, man.
I laughed so hard.
It's that evil.
It was
nobody
so
laughed when I said it. Everyone got so serious. It got quiet as shit. I had to apologize, man. Like, I think it was Justin that was like, man, why would you say that? And I was like, fuck him.
Cause Tripp cool as hell.
He was like, but Tripp cool, man. I was like, I don't care. Like, it took me like a good 10 minutes to come down. Like, oh, that was probably fucked up.
What was that you told him was going to punch you in the face? It was somebody that I was like, yup.
I can't remember. My dude. I did tell somebody I punched him in the fucking face. Man, it's not good to be evil, man. You got to get that shit out of you, man.
Right. And that's one reason why, you know, just somebody that talks shit. Like, for me, I can't go there because once I get to that area, it's not cool. So I just don't go to
I keep my shit inside,
right? Because I fuck around and be done and turn everything over. Nope.
But see, this is the thing though. On the basketball court, you will talk trash, but not in an insulting way.
It's always fun, and I always pick the funniest shit to say rather than actual shit talk. I used to actually talk shit to people. I don't do that anymore. Like, now it's always like, let him shoot. And then they hit the three and I'll be like, oh, good shot. No, you know what I mean? Like,
Saturday when you hit that, I'm not gay no more. That shit was hilarious.
But that's funny though.
It was. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you talk trash in that way.
Yeah, but now
when we're on opposite teams, you'll talk direct trash to me.
Nah, we do that to each other.
But it'd be cool. I'm saying that's what make it fun.
But even then, I'm still holding back though. I'm not saying as fucked up shit as I could. I'm never doing it.
I would be okay with it.
I wouldn't. Because it's hard to come back, man. Because it's always that one insult where it's just too real. And then it's like, nigga, that's real life. What's wrong with you? And I'll be like, damn, why did I say that? Like, you can't get that.
Right. That's why you're light skinned. You're super light skinned motherfucker, you.
Right.
I'm like, wait, that ain't basketball though.
Like, it'd be some shit that you really be insecure about. You know, nigga, that's why you can't afford a good car or some shit. You like, oh, nigga, what? Why you gonna bring that up, man? You know about my credit situation. I told you that in trust. I told you that in my weakest moment.
Nobody need to know it's 660.
Right.
You held me in your arms. The set will stay between us.
You saw me. I cried to you about that sexual assault in prison.
Oh Lord!
And now you just in here telling everybody, like, nah, man, it's evil, man. So no, I don't talk shit. I don't really talk shit anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't play certain things that I know bring it out. And spades, one of them things.
Like, there's no rules on the spade table to the amount of trash you can talk.
Till you guys see that nigga Monday, and it don't be the same no more. And I went through that before.
I went through that before.
So he says, my funniest Madden story was the time my son's mom cussed me out for coming back to win against her back in 2002. Now, I was going to let her win because 20-year-old Black Rob just wanted to have sex after we finished playing Madden. But she just had to talk shit when she took a lead into the start of the fourth. See, that's just you being evil because you knew... You knew she was gonna talk a little bit of shit. Mm-hmm. It was gonna be okay, but you couldn't take it. Your ego came up and said, "Fuck pussy, I gotta win."
Now, see, this sounds like too. Like this is not the first time you let her win.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew this. Like she know when you letting her win.
Yeah, and he probably done those people that do the over the top, let you win, so that you know they letting you win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I'm just gonna put the controller down and close my eyes. I'm like, okay.
That's why I don't let them win shit.
Right.
Turk only play Uno. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She don't play cards either.
Uno could be vicious too.
Uno, right. And you know, I turn into the competition too. And I whoops her ass every chance I get. Mm-hmm. I've been like, put this draw four, eat it. Take four more with you. I don't want you to travel light. I want your badge to be full. Take all the cards with you. Take the whole deck.
I know, right?
You need all the cards you can carry.
Draw four plus two plus two. Draw four plus two plus two. Color red, bitch.
I don't do the bitch part, but I do the rest of the talking trash.
I don't do the bitch part, but I played with the people before, and you looking like.
And the what game? If she win, she be talking so much cash?
Right,
because she be dancing and shit.
Correct, only because you showed your ass correct.
So yeah, don't let them win. Don't let them win.
So he says, "What proceeded may have been the greatest comeback in the history of Madden, culminating with an onside kick and a Hail Mary by me to win the game." And I may have thrown the controller in the air, jumped on the couch, and hit her with the Degeneration X suck it gesture right in her face. She cussed me out something fierce that called me things I won't dare repeat on BDS. Needless to say,
this is not the appropriate setting for you to repeat those things.
Yeah, I don't know where else you can say it if you can't say it here. And needless to say, I did not have sex that night, and the events of that day may have contributed, in fact, to our breakup 8 years later.
It was some other shit you did, bro.
I think it's fair to say Madden has done more harm to the black community than anything since crack. I agree.
Oh, Lord.
Crack. Yeah, since crack.
That and Spades.
Spades is before crack. Top three. I think he's right, but those are the top three. And with that, I ask again, what's the craziest shit y'all seen or done over a Madden game? Thanks, love y'all show. Keep being great, and I continue to support. Oh, by the way, I did beat my boy in NBA 2K. I mean, NFL 2K with a walk-off touchdown by Donovan McNabb.
Oh, Lord.
And there was a glitch in the game that for some reason, as I was running to the end zone, all his defensive players stopped because the clock was still running. And they just start walking away, and I walk right in and score a touchdown.
Are you serious?
It was so good.
Oh, I know he was hot.
It was Derek, and he was hot. He ran to his back room, slammed the door, didn't come back out.
Oh.
So.
Ah, Derek was pissed.
He was so mad. And last one from Dr. Dostax, Cam, Legion of Boom, Cap, and Fuck Breezes. Howdy, Rod and Jay Odyssey.
Good one.
I hope all is well. On a serious note, it's damn good to see Cam was able to walk away from that cash, especially since the goddamn roof of the truck was practically flat. Like, goddamn.
Man, that was on the news all day after that accident. Like, mm-hmm. They stopped showing regular TV programs to show Cam.
Yep.
Locally.
Well, you know, in Charlotte, guys, we had the history here with Rex. Bobby Fields died. Yep. In Charlotte, and I feel like the city never really recovered from that sports wise.
No,
like that was just a moment where everything went from happy go lucky with the Hornets and the and sports in Charlotte to kind of like this is a serious side and bad things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I definitely had flashbacks when they said he got that wreck. I was like, man, I really hope he's okay.
Yeah, when they said it flipped four times, I was mm-hmm. like, fuck, is he alive?
I didn't realize it. I actually didn't know. I went to. Me and Roger Roussan's for lunch, and I seen somebody talking about Sarek. I was like, what happened? And Roger said he missed the exit and went up 277. I was like, did you get caught in the wreck?
Mm-hmm. But
I was not happy.
Yeah, because Turk even asked, was like, if anything happened to Cam, I hope that person, like, what's going to happen to that person that hit him?
Sound like
ain't that the truth?
It was a woman who ran a red light and clipped the back of his truck. And he was doing the speed limit and safe and everything. And he still ended up flipping four times.
Well, at that intersection, what it is at that intersection to get onto the highway, it's no light there. It's just a stop sign.
For those people to turn.
And yeah. You try to shoot and dart across like Frogger before mm-hmm. the cars come. Because it's a one-way street, so it's cars consistently coming all day.
Instead of them putting a light there like they should, right.
And this car... You know, like you say, that person says they didn't see Cam, but you clipped the back of him. So I don't know what you was looking at, you know, to not see him.
Mm-hmm. True.
But, you know, they hit him trying to dart across probably before the next car came. Or probably trying to dart across and beat Cam and just mistimed it.
I heard she didn't stop. Oh. Like she just rode right through it and hit the back of his truck.
Oh, so she didn't stop at the stop sign?
Right. She just rolled right through it and hit the back of his truck. He says, I made an observation about the Seahawks secondary over the past year or so, and through watching some highlights of them, especially the oak tree-sized nigga Cam Chancellor, even when they are flying around smacking the shit out of wide receivers, they seem to make a lot of form tackles. I think that might help them last long in the NFL, and thus part of why they are so effective. I was wondering if you also noticed that and what y'all thought about it. Man, for me personally, I just think it's the HGH. Like, niggas that big not supposed to be that fast.
Man, it's that good Seattle weed. This is the thing about me. I don't really watch sports. Mm-hmm. I'm great at it, but I don't really watch sports. I watch the Lakers. I used to watch Washington. But then once I went on strike that one year from watching Washington, I really haven't been watching football like that since.
You ain't recovered since?
Mm-hmm. So I might watch, you know, 5 minutes of a game and turn it or do something else.
I'm some real shit, though. Them niggas are athletic freaks, and I think they on that HGH or something. It don't make sense.
Of course.
Niggas too big to be safeties and DBs, man. And they be tracking niggas down and shit. How the fuck do you even ever get open with them big-ass niggas?
Man, the other part of it is, you got to think about this, is that Pete Carroll was a great college coach when it looking at talent and evaluating to win, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so he just took that and brought that same skill set to the NFL. He's a great evaluator of talent.
They don't have nothing to do with the NFL, though, because it's not even like Pete Carroll drafted all these niggas. He just be like, here, take some HGH and get your ass out there. And it works.
Nah, he good at evaluating talent, people's strengths.
I didn't say he was bad at it. Just that some of these niggas not even like, oh, it's because Pete Carroll seen something in this dude that nobody else seen. Pete Carroll just be like, man, get some HGH.
Nah.
Get your ass out there. They cut Percy Harvin because they was like, look, we just put another nigga on HGH. Give Baldwin his HGH. Thank you. And then they just kept it going.
Nah, he good at evaluating that talent, man. Especially
y'all
going to
trust me or the man who don't even watch the games. He just told y'all.
He don't pay attention.
But I'm good at evaluating people.
I rest my case.
I'm good at evaluating people, though.
He says,
and that's what Pete Carroll does. He evaluate other people as well.
He said, what happened to that nigga Colin Kaepernick? Is he just not good, not improving, or is he just a nigger?
But
as you've been so fond of pointing out, Rod.
But though, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
my quarterback, y'all.
I think you guys know my answer. In regards to fantasy football, the NFL, I'm activating my The Saints Keep Sucking. And somehow, cause Jimmy Grant calls Jimmy Graham to leave for the Patriots because this nigga Drew Brees stinks like hot garbage from a chitlin cook-off on a Sunday morning in low country South Carolina humidity at the start of August because I hate that man fucking up my fantasy team with a hatred darker than the skin at the bottom of Scottie Pippen's head waves.
Oh shit.
Shit. Somebody, you heard his feelings.
Oh. Agenda because fuck Drew Brees. What would y'all say are some of your biggest whiffs in sports? For example, I thought the Browns made the right choice drafting Trent Richardson. And when I was 17, I actually believed that the Cavs could take the Spurs to 7 games in the finals. Biggest whiffs in sports? Man, I haven't had one in a while. I got to think about this.
For Washington, probably when my quarterback ran his head into the wall. gave himself a concussion.
But how's that a whiff on your fault?
Now, I mean,
you didn't believe... Like, oh, they going to still win despite him breaking his neck.
Well,
right?
I thought he was smart enough not to do it. Like, I thought before that, I was like, I thought we had a good quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say, like, biggest, like, this is going to happen, and it didn't.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know the Lakers going to be good this year, and then they don't be good. Like, I just think
Barkley, I thought that year, Barkley, when Phoenix played the Bulls, I thought Barkley was going to actually win that year.
I was rooting for Barkley, but I never thought he was going to win. Because, man, Jordan was just like a fucking force of nature at that time.
But I thought Dan Marley, Kevin Johnson, Barkley. I was like, oh, this day. Yeah. Then they had that big-ass white dude at center. I can't remember his name.
I was a Barkley fan. He was my favorite player ever at that point.
Happened? Me too.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, he was my favorite player ever, man.
One of my birthday gifts one year, my mom, they was coming to town, and my mom bought me basketball tickets, and I got to take somebody to the game with me.
Yep, I used to wear Suns gear, play with them on every video game. Then when he went to the Rockets, same thing, even though they was old and sucked, I didn't give a fuck.
That's why now, it makes me so mad that he's become...
A coon?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the thing is... He's always been that way.
Right. It's not even out of character.
Because I liked him, I couldn't see it.
Correct.
Well, see, for me, I never really looked up to him for anything other than just basketball. Because I just was, I don't know, man. I just was raised that way. Like, don't believe in people as, like, people, but just, like, hey, you're good at, playing guitar. But don't be like, that means Jimi Hendrix should run for president. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I always thought, like, I've always been able to separate and be like, I love Charles Barkley. And then they'd be like, did you see that stupid shit he said? And I'd be like, that ain't got nothing to do with me loving Charles Barkley.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You made excuses for it. Like, you just overlooked all the negative and stupid shit he did.
It's not an excuse more than just it's like noted. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep, he did that stupid shit.
I feel battered. I feel like a victim.
You feel bad? Yeah, I just didn't
I feel like that. I'm not a victim.
I mean, once the nigga tell you I'm not a role model, it's really on you.
Right, but I still...
He really telling you, like, I ain't shit. Now, y'all need to either deal with it or y'all could not. And I was like, I refuse to deal with it.
Look. Right.
I refuse to deal
like,
with
just
it.
Just don't be shit then.
Right. But that's the thing. So then, but you still was like, but I like his basketball game. Yeah. I like the way he played.
Him being an asshole doesn't take that away from me. And it doesn't matter who you pick, it's still gonna be some way they let you down.
Cause people,
Michael Jordan
right?
wasn't shit either. Like, it's always somebody that ain't shit somehow.
I know, but I could've picked Magic. I could've picked anybody.
Magic got AIDS.
I'm okay with
him. He got AIDS!
I'm okay with him having,
You wanna sleep with him?
Nope.
You can sleep with him. Don't bring him to the games, Justin. Okay?
Oh, Lord. Do I need to report you?
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done? He's got AIDS, Karen. That's what he's done.
You could have picked Ewing.
I'm reporting you right now.
You know what I mean? You could have picked Ewing. Like, it's Hakeem.
But they would have let you down on the court a lot of times compared to, you know, it's always something.
Bird. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
It's several many other stars.
All right. Well, retroactively go like them then. I don't know what to tell you. Cause
they not out here talking about this shit Barkley talked about.
I don't even be.
Even if they believe it, they don't say it.
I don't even be associating that shit with his basketball skills. I'll be like, that nigga was still good at basketball. He just ain't shit. That's be like, yo, man, I used to like Sean Kemp, but I found out that nigga had 17 kids. Like, I don't give a fuck. Am I one of the kids? Then why would I care?
I hope you're
now,
not.
If he know all of them names, I'm okay with that. But if he don't know their name,
Take it even further, Justin. I would accept a gift of the deluxe package of The Cosby Show DVD set with no guilt. Watch that shit every day. Wouldn't even feel bad.
Oh, man. So you still listen to R. Kelly music and everything?
I would. I don't care.
I don't.
He stopped making good music, so it was easy for me to get off that bandwagon.
Now that he did,
it was easy to be like, you know, like I told people before, I don't have a moral objection to listening to R. Kelly's music. His shit just started sucking right when he started fucking them kids.
Hey man, I know somebody who to this day is such an R. Kelly fan that they do not believe he's ever had any misconduct with a minor. I was like, well, what about him marrying a 15-year-old?
Right.
With Aaliyah. And they was like, well.
It's legal in Hawaii.
They was like, well, she was old enough. At 15, you know what you're doing.
She said age ain't nothing but a number, Justin.
I was like, but damn, she 15. She don't know, really.
Correct.
Everybody can make an excuse, man.
Like, she can't even drive because she's stupid. Like, she don't know.
She can't even work 40 hours a week at a job.
I feel like I take the power out of the criticism because I'm just like, I just don't care. I'm like, oh, but you know, Charles Barkley races against black people. I'm like, what the fuck they got to do with me like in the sun in 2004?
Yeah, that's why it's easy for you to be racist, right? That's the whole reason I like attitude.
That's the whole reason I like playing down low because of Charles. Like, I love that Bangham style basketball.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Let's get physical.
That was my dog, man.
But fuck him.
He couldn't come to my house today.
Yeah, we can't go out for drinks.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let him in my house back then, though. When he spit on that little girl. Like, he's a bad person.
Yep.
He's just not good at being a person.
When they had the All-Star game here in Charlotte, I got to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mom Duke. My mama did for a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
My mama did her thing. She did her thug sizzle.
Single parents could be doing magical shit that kids don't really consider until they get grown.
And Charles would absolutely say that your mama is the reason you ain't shit. That's what's so crazy. Your mama struggled to help you go to the game so you could see your favorite player in the All-Star game, and Charles would get on the mic and be like, your mama ain't shit, single parents is the problem, black people ain't shit. That's what's wrong with that nigga. Something wrong with him. He need a hug or something.
His grandmama did him a disservice.
Yeah, like, was his dad around? Like, what's his problem? Somebody looking at his history, like,
that's what it is.
Like, his dad never came by on the first and the 15th, or took him out. Like, his dad lied about going to the take him out for his birthday and didn't show up, and then he couldn't get over it, like all the rest of the black people that figured a way out.
Not just his dad, but neither one of his parents.
Yeah,
like, he had to go live with Big Mama because neither one of his parents.
He is always talking about his grandmama. That's true. Yep. I don't know what his problem.
Neither one of his parents wanted to fuck with him.
Yeah, something wrong with him. What would y'all say are your biggest whiffs in sports? Oh yeah, I couldn't figure out my biggest whiff. When I thought Rodney Pete was gonna be good because I was young, I didn't know enough. I thought black quarterbacks, you know, Randall Cunningham. Hey. Now we got Rodney Pete.
Hey,
nope.
You know what? I thought he was going to be good because of his fine ass wife. And I was like, he got to win because you can't go home to a fine ass wife like that losing.
He was already winning. That's how he got to find like he won in life.
I didn't realize that till after when I was like, all right, that's right. She's going nowhere.
By the way, he was losing before he got with her. I was like, I judged her. Like, Holly Robinson don't watch football? She don't know this nigga terrible? But maybe he just a good man. I don't know.
Hey, he won.
He
but
win.
Not on the football
but
field.
Not ever on football field.
I was like, damn, she bad. And was coming to the games.
Yep. Maybe when I rooted for Scottie Pippen to win the whole championship without Jordan.
Oh, that was a good year though.
And he almost did it
by himself.
And Hugh Hollins made that bullshit call. Oh, nigga.
That was a good year for Pippen.
Yeah, that might have been mine. Oh, and Rod, props for making the best and ultimately most ignored argument against expanding college football player safety. That's basically what I've been saying, because everybody's, I saw a thing where they were already going, well, we got four teams, but it really, I mean, we're really arguing over the fourth team. I mean, so we should re-expand it some more. I mean, we're always going to argue over the team that didn't get in, but if we made it 16 teams, feel like 16 would be enough. And then we can all have a playoff. And I was like, so you adding four more games to the best players in the country schedules?
Right.
Where's the NFL to step in and be like, are y'all fucking serious? So Jameis Winston,
my future prospect.
Yeah, my man Mariota.
Fuck around and get hurt.
They supposed to risk playing football an extra four times for free.
For fucking free.
What about their studies?
Fuck their studies.
Right.
I'm talking about the profit motive. NFL don't care if them niggas don't go to class. But the NFL should step in and be like, y'all couldn't, you know, you're getting a little too goddamn frisky.
Greedy, right.
Talking about some damn 16-team playoff shit.
If that's the case, get rid of a lot of this conference shit and just, all the bowls is basically a playoffs if that's the bullshit, and then don't have no extra games.
Yeah, that's all my point was. It's a very simple argument to make. And I remember I made this argument to, this was probably my lowest moment on Black Twitter, but I'll just tell y'all because it's just premium people. I was talking to Dragonfly Jones, and we was arguing about why they shouldn't do a playoff, and he was saying they should do a playoff because they can get a true champion. I was explaining to him, you never really have a true champion because too many teams, and they don't all play each other anyway.
Right.
We don't even know that those teams are necessarily the best teams in the country. To be honest, there might be a team that could beat them, but they'll never get a chance to play.
Correct.
So he was like, nah, they could. They need to have a playoff and shit. And I was like, but what about the safety? I was like, so you say you're against these players playing for free. You say you think it's wrong that they get exploited. Mm-hmm. But yet in the same breath, you sitting here talking about they need to get exploited some more and play for free and add four games.
And the NCAA knows this.
Right. And now you're actually talking about to the NFL, the best players. You're not even talking about the players that like people are like, well, Division 2 already has a playoff. None of them niggas going to the NFL, so they don't care.
Right.
The NFL will step in and be like, no, nigga, not these players. Not the dudes we want to draft number one. How many of those dudes get hurt on a college football field as is and
we
it fucks up?
Just watched Ohio State quarterback.
Right.
So. Cause they want to run their quarterbacks as running backs. Imagine two more games of that. Good luck. But it will happen. I don't know how soon, but it will happen.
Yeah.
And that was the downfall of them having the playoffs.
Yeah, because it was just the start of the greed. It's just going to keep going until, I mean, it's crazy. I hope these kids manage to sue them or something.
And they still doing bowl games.
And they still arguing over the fact that
that's the problem I have.
They still arguing over the fact that these guys aren't professionals. They're amateur athletics.
You're not paying them. Nope.
Shut the fuck up.
They're working twice as hard because they still had to watch. Right. They still had to watch game film. They still had to go to practice.
Can't even see their parents at Christmas over the break no more. Once you add all these goddamn games.
Yep. They still got to study for finals for every school except UNC Chapel Hill. You know what I mean? And they still have to have class attendance.
All right. And God forbid if you don't do it because the general public still comes down on you like you supposed to be in class.
Yep. And they're allowed to work like, what, 10 hours a week if they actually want some income?
Yeah, maybe.
Through the school, like a work-study program.
I don't even know if they can do that.
Yeah, I think for a lot of them, you can't even like have like non-campus jobs or some shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. I think someone, they had to work on campus like 10 hours a week. And then they still had to go do charity and other events on campus. Yeah. And off campus where they get exposure to the team. Like all the booster meetings that Jameis got to go to, all those dinners and shit like that when he's supposed to be studying. So.
Yeah, all I can say is my motherfucking black ass ain't doing no extra goddamn work unless you pay me time and a motherfucking half. So why would I require this of students?
Last month, Curt Schilling, the former Boston Red Sox pitcher,
fuck him and his nasty ass bleeding in his sock. Just go change your sock, man. That's all you got to do. Change your sock.
You'll get tetanus or something. He took to Twitter to systematically dismantle the theory of evolution. Fellow ESPNer Keith Law respectfully offered up a fact-based argument against Gillen's more disingenuous and ignorant claims and was promptly suspended by ESPN for engaging. Now Schilling has been given his first response to the controversy.
Wait, so the dude that was correcting Schilling got suspended?
Yep.
For being right.
Mm-hmm. For engaging. He got suspended for engaging. Whatever that means, right?
Okay.
According to the arguments on Twitter, it was Kurt Schilling said, see, post a link to it, any fossil that is between amphibian and a fly, mosquito, elephant, rhino, human, snake, anything. Keith Law said, there are hundreds of transitional fossils on records, Kurt, and he linked them to Wikipedia. Then he said, you can't have fossils between two species if one didn't descend from the other, e.g. monkeys and humans. Keith Law said, seriously, if someone says evolution is wrong because there aren't fossils between monkeys and men, find a monkey and hit him with it. And then Ty Hampton said, getting into science now, huh? Stick to baseball. He said, no, I won't. Science is infinitely more important. And then he...
that dude, actually, I'm okay with that.
Kurt Schilling responded, Keith, you are seriously going the Wikipedia route? What? The fact route? So Keith said, yes, it's a strong, well-sourced article. Feel free to send refutations of those transitional fossils. Another dude said, check out Cambrian explosion and lack of intermediary fossils. Science and faith can get along. Keith Law says, I haven't criticized or questioned anyone's faith. I oppose anti-science. That is all. It went on for a while, even edging into arguments about vaccination, but something rubbed Bristol's hires up the wrong way. Law was ordered to take off Twitter on Wednesday. A source tells us he'll be allowed back on Twitter on Monday. How is our attorney general warning police officers in Ferguson not to escalate? How about the warning people that are going to riot, said Kurt Schilling.
Wait, say that one more time. How is our attorney general
uh-huh. warning police officers in Ferguson not to escalate?
Why is he still allowed to be on Twitter?
Right. We've asked ESPN why, and we've also asked for comment on law suspension. We'll update the post. We get it. ESPN responded with a statement. Keith's Twitter suspension had absolutely nothing to do with his opinions on the subject.
So then why was he suspended? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, somebody in chat room, I don't know if it's true or not, said they have a policy about them going at each other. Like, you going at somebody else.
Oh.
Like, did you work with? Because, you know, the way social media is, they'll have to deal with the backlash of y'all going at each other. And, you know, ESPN ain't about that bullshit. They don't want to be the news.
That's what to get them ratings. Cats will tune in now just to see.
So wait, you can go on TV and argue with Skip Bayless and call each other out,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine.
Right.
But if you go on Twitter and do it, well, I guess they're not making money off the tweets. So mm-hmm. that makes sense. Nope. Can't put a commercial break between those.
You sure can't.
But that was that one dude that got suspended, but he was on it.
So Kurt Schilling said, somehow someone made it into me not believing in the theory of evolution. I never said it, not even close. I said, as a Christian, I understand where man can come from, where man came from, and how, regardless of whether I can imagine it, God did it. That's good enough for me. Keith Law got suspended from Twitter for publicly arguing the point, I think. It certainly wasn't for his opposing view.
Now, see, now he antagonizing me. Like, if I'm Keith, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like
touchdown dancing.
Like, that's more than touchdown dancing. That's walking over to my side of the field, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like going over to your side. No, now you on my side of the field, too. Like, don't let me catch him in Cambridge. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Where do they do the show at? It's somewhere in Connecticut. It's not Cambridge. Mm-hmm. It's, Bristol.
Bristol.
Yeah, don't let me catch you in Bristol, motherfucker. I like Keith, just thought it odd he'd want to publicly pick that fight. Though I had zero problems with it, ESPN took action. I actually thought they would suspend me as well, was expecting it. 10 days on, ESPN has yet to explain why Schilling wasn't punished or why Law was, but Schilling's much more concerned with the feedback he's gotten for expressing his beliefs. Feedback that was almost universally negative and comes, he says, from a very specific camp. Unsure what stunned me more, the anger, hatred, and vile tweets from atheist liberals, Democrats, or the lack of Christians chiming in.
Yeah, I totally ain't trying to get on none of that. We about fucking sports.
I hate when people...
Well, they let him do it, Cam. What do you mean?
Oh, this dude they let talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the dude that yeah, this is Curt Schilling. He didn't get suspended at all.
And I hate when people be like, oh, that's a liberal. Body. That's a Democrat saying it. No, that's just a person that disagrees with you because you're an idiot and you're wrong.
I totally buy evolution within species 100%, and science has always proven that. But as a Christian, did people really need me to tweet that I know how that or to know how I felt?
Yeah, because that's not what you said.
Or was it the simple fact that I publicly stated what anyone that knows me already knew? By the way, stunned at the language and commentary made by seemingly adults, scientists, teachers, etc., like they were 7-year-olds on the playground again. I understand why non-believers will get upset at this conversation, because many know in their hearts that if it is it's their true future, that if it's true, their future is not in good shape. But the anger, cussing, every single follower I blocked had in their profile somewhere, atheist, liberal, Democrat, or some such label. So,
but yeah, but in my case, why didn't they suspend both of them if that was a problem?
I don't get it.
Like, how do you pick and choose? Well, according to them, you don't.
They must have decided that the other dude went at him.
Yeah, because he did. He did at him first.
Yeah,
but I feel like he only added Kurt once, maybe twice, and the rest of the time he was responding to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you just can't disagree publicly or something. I don't get it.
Me either.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad they leave Jamel and Mike and Bo and them alone.
Yeah.
Because they don't agree all the time. I used to love it when they'd go back and forth with the jokes.
Ryan Leaf just got out of prison. And he looks terrible.
Smoking meth?
Ryan Leaf used to be a quarterback. He's one of the biggest busts in NFL history. Drafted by the Chargers. He's a dude that flipped out on that reporter in the locker room.
Why he won't show his teeth? I just need to see his teeth to see if it's meth.
Well, he was in jail for robbing. So, let me see if I can find where he had that meltdown. It was pretty good. He lost his cool with the media in the San Diego locker room.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
That's him.
What was that, Junior Seau pulling him back?
Say what?
Was that Junior Seau pulling him back?
I don't know who it was, but they... Don't talk to me, all right?
He a big dude.
Yeah, he a big dude. NFL player.
Well, I figured by this pick, like, it looked like he just gained some weight, like, after football, but... Nah, he was big as shit right there too. Like, mm-hmm. he stood up 4 inches taller than everybody else.
What is this?
When did you know you might have something big on that return?
I mean, the guys up front just opened that hole wide open, so right away.
Oh no, just not the same thing. Anyway, his prison stint started in June 2012 following guilty pleas in a case that the Los Angeles Times reported stemmed from accusations he broke into two homes to steal prescription pills.
Shit.
It wasn't the smoothest day. Leaf was in a drug treatment center, but got kicked out of returned to traditional prison.
How you got kicked out of drug treatment center?
Because he ended up doing drugs, Karen.
At the violating.
He the drugs in through his anal cavity.
Oh.
After violating the conditions of his placement, including, according to an administrator, threatening a staff member. While he was in prison in Montana, he also got in trouble in Texas because the arrest violated his probation there. In Texas, he had pleaded guilty to 7 counts of obtaining a controlled substance by fraud after a mess that included accusations. He broke into a player's home while he coached at West Texas A&M and used an incomplete medical history to get nearly 1,000 pain pills. A Texas judge sentenced Leaf to 5 years in prison, but he isn't expected to go serve it there because of credit for his time served in Montana. So after all that mess, Leaf is free, although out on parole.
He need more than 5 years. He is a menace to society.
Man, he looks terrible.
I mean, he really out here breaking into regular folks' home for some pills.
His hair look like permanent bed hair.
Man, he is dangerous. He is not rehabilitated. And that the non-smile clearly tells me he ready to get high again. He thinking about drugs right then in that picture.
He looking at that picture like, how much can I get for that camera?
Yep. Oh, it got flash too? That's going to be double the price.
So the University of Columbia football team sent a letter to the university president calling for the dismissal of their head coach, Pete Mangarian. Among other things, the letter accuses Mangarian of forcing concussed players to continue practicing and playing.
I believe that.
But they're not professionals. Pete Mangarian has consistently denied the diagnosis of concussions, the letter stated. There are several players who will speak to the fact that Mangarian told them to return to practice, that they are faking their concussions, and that they are being soft if they sit out their concussion injury. The letter, which was sent, has since been reportedly been withdrawn, also accuses Mangarian of being physically abusive and once telling his players that the world would be better off without them. In addition to blaming him for creating age-based rifts within the team and mishandling concussions, the letter accuses Mangarian of being physically abusive, alienating injured players, imposing drastic and unrealistic weight regimens, and delivering a particularly scathing speech after the team's 42-7 loss to Alabama. You are terrible fucking people, Mangarian allegedly told his players after that game. Damn, was one of them tripped? And the expletive had been deleted out of the copy sent to a spectator by Jack Novak. The world would be a better place without you. They finished 0-10 this year, so can't even say it's coaching say. Work. Coaching didn't even work. And the team's starting quarterback quit just 5 weeks to the season. Sounds like a fun football program.
Yeah, they was like, some cats, they probably just stayed because they didn't want to mess up their scholarship, but, you know, their heart wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And they probably was having headaches and couldn't see while on the field. I mean, you know, that's the other part. That's the other part of it.
Yeah, they couldn't see where the ball was going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he resigned, by the way.
Was that a tackle?
After, like, Terrell Davis
You know it was true because he resigned.
Resign or told, look, bro, you got to go. We can either do this the easy
way or do this the hard way.
Or, you know, we can embarrass you and fire you.
I'm going to be honest, man. Looking at this picture, I see the problem. Like, this is pretty pretty obvious what the fuck happened.
That's a little judgmental of that.
What you mean, bro? What's judgmental about it?
Look, I'm just saying that the team seemed to be a little on the light skin.
A little more than light skin, Justin.
Need a little less pigmentation than maybe some of the other teams.
It's a little more than just being light skinned. Man, I don't know why this picture won't populate. My browser's moving slow.
That's what my foot is in football team like next year. At all positions.
There you go.
You see,
you see any reason they might be losing audience?
My team gonna look like this.
I mean, maybe I'm tripping. You know, maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, this is the first time in life any of them kids had ever been spoken to like that. They first time in life.
That's why they quit.
They was like, daddy, daddy.
No one talks to this. I would call my daddy right now.
Coach yelled at me and told me to play while hurt.
He said the world would be better off without me. And he like totally meant it. That's what the problem was. He was talking to white boys like that. That must be Columbia, like the smart school, not Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, no, that definitely wasn't Columbia, that's like, South Carolina.
Yeah, you can't be talking to white kids like this, man. He didn't know this.
Of course he
white.
Quit.
He knew it. He white himself. He knew it.
It was so goddamn obvious, man.
He was, his white privilege was outnumbered by multiple kids with white privilege.
A bunch of players been wearing the I Can't Breathe shirts. Derrick Rose started it. And a lot of people are upset because it's in Comic Sans.
Man, that article you shared about Jay-Z, it was so good.
It was so good, wasn't it?
It was. That's why he stayed winning in life, man. And that's why people signed the Roc Nation.
And he never even bragged about it. Never even bragged. It was other people just shitting on him and somebody else had to come out and say it. But yeah, so Derrick Rose wore I Can't Breathe shirt. I thought that was incredibly brave. Then LeBron James and Kyrie Irving wore it. Several of the Nets players wore it. At this point, the Lakers all wore it because Kobe made them, because he's a leader. And I think even Georgetown University became the first, like, quote unquote, amateur team to wear it. They wore the I Can't Breathe shirts in protest. So it's becoming powerful. I love to see these athletes stepping up and taking a personal stance, you know, having an opinion about certain things. I think Adam Silver's commentary on it is basically, I want y'all to wear just the regular warm-ups, but I'm not going to find anybody for wearing these shirts.
Taking the wrong approach, man.
What do you think you should do?
Just like with domestic violence, they want to get ahead of it. And they forced the NBA players to do community outreach and things like that. He should start maybe a fund to help maybe victims of those that's been proven to have been maybe a family member that's been murdered by the police, and that person's been proven guilty. Something like that to say, you know, and we're not just, it's not just for black people, but for any injustice that the police may incur. You know what I mean? Some fun like that.
And I see that, but people would be against that period for the fact that you're going, well, police officers are here to protect and serve. Why do you have to have a fund for giving money to anybody? Because, you know, you have the crew that think the police just do no wrong.
It's victims. It's victims. Because I'm sure they donate money to other charities. It's just victims. It's just another charity. And that way, that would show that the NBA is progressive, but at the same time, it's not just a Eric Garner or a Mike Brown thing, but for people that's been convicted. And that's his way of saying, well, you know, that person wasn't convicted, so it's not for this family. You see what I'm saying? And they can maintain that stance. Because yep. St. Louis gave money to the police fund, the St. Louis Rams on them. They gave money to the police fund, so I feel like he should do the opposite.
Yeah.
And it's not just for black people, but for anybody that's been assaulted or murdered.
I'd like to see some other people that aren't black doing it. Jeremy Lin did it.
Yep.
I'd like to see an owner do it. I mean, we mm-hmm. know Mark Cuban won't do it because he would cross mm-hmm. the street if he saw a black person like Eric
Correct.
Garner.
Correct.
Spurs. Maybe the Spurs on him.
Yeah. Maybe Michael Jordan.
Nope. Republicans buy shoes, too.
No, he don't take pictures with niggas.
Yep.
Yeah,
what if Mark Cuban wore I Can Breathe shirt?
Mm-hmm. Now that now
breathing just fine shirt, something like that.
The Nets owner would definitely do it.
Prokhorov, I don't think he care about black people. I don't give a
nope,
fuck.
He'll do it just to troll the other owners though.
I don't think he would. I think you don't know
so
that man
rich,
very well.
He just don't care.
I think Dan Gibb would do it if LeBron told him to. Like, look, you want me to resign?
Oh,
one
yeah,
more,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah. He would do if LeBron said I'll come there.
I might opt out. You need to see these I Can't Breathe shirts.
Adam Silver did say he was fine with the social commentary, but just, you know, I would prefer that they wear the uniforms. But he didn't actually, like, shit on the kids for doing it, the players for doing it. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I just like to see him take it a step further.
Yeah, I'm okay with where he's at. I kind of wish he had said no comment, but I do understand the position he's in. He can't really pass the ball on this. He has to be like, well, you know, we prefer for them not to do that, because I understand what he's saying is he has to start talking about when it can be out of control. Like, he doesn't get the luxury of going, I agree with this call, so it's fine.
If
the next thing that happened was someone started wearing I Stand With The Police shirts, they're gonna come back to this moment and be like, see, this is why he fucked up when he said you could wear anything you want.
Correct.
So we'll see what happens.
That's why if he created a charity, he can tell the players, you know, you can donate if you want to show, you know, your commitment to this, you can donate to this fund.
And the thing about the charity, it's the same thing that Roger said. Who chooses the families? Who picks the families? Who like it's a whole almost
not
like
him?
A whole nother set of problems.
Not him. The same way they don't pick charities. Not him.
Well,
what do you mean they don't pick charities?
The commissioner doesn't pick which charities they donate to. Like
the
it's
NBA,
somebody else.
That the yeah. NBA donates to?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he would be able to get out of it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they would still be blamed no matter
I don't
what.
Think,
right?
I don't think he'll be able to be like, I ain't picked a charity. And everybody go, well, I guess it's not a big deal.
Nope, nope, you associated with yeah. it. Yeah, so.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying, yeah, I understand people wanting to do more. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I
think he's doing perfectly fine by saying what he said.
I just think it's one of those moments that, you know how sometimes in life you had an opportunity to do something great?
Like get rid of a racist owner.
And yeah, like he had, like he did that, but yeah. Like he, this is the opportunity to do something a societal, you know, that's for society, not just for your league, and set a trend to do something that's in a step that's more progressive. But
I hear you. I guess what I'm saying is, I'm of the mindset it would be nice if you did it. I don't feel bad if you don't.
I mean, yeah, same. Like,
I don't hold it against. I don't hold it against him.
Yeah, I'm not holding it against for
like,
not
if,
doing it.
Yeah, like if he wanted to do some shit like that, if he really felt that strongly about it, I get it. But I guess in my mind, I don't even think he would even feel that strongly.
I'm shocked he's letting him wear the shirts.
Right. Like I think if this is Roger Goodell, he would say, take those fucking shirts off.
And would have fined them.
Yeah. Oh,
the previous commission, definitely they would have been fined.
I think if Roger Goodell wasn't in trouble with all this player discipline shit, he would have tried to say something to the Rams players.
Correct.
I really think that's the only thing that stopped it. I don't, you know, he just was like,
because he knows that nobody want to hear him right now.
I don't want these problems. I got other shit. I've been lying. I'm in trouble. Like, this asshole, Cody Westerlin, wrote an article that basically said Derrick Rose made a stand but didn't talk details. Cause he wore the shirt, but then he didn't really say anything at the end to say like why he wore the shirt.
Does he need to?
Right.
I feel like the shirt is self-explanatory.
I actually think the players are doing themselves a disservice by saying why they wear the shirts.
Correct.
Cause here's the thing. It's the same thing that Obama knows in America. You actually don't get to say white people need to do anything.
Not in this country.
And as long as that's the situation in America, you are going to have to say some neutral shit. Kobe said the most harshest shit you could say as an athlete. And even his comments was like, hey, this isn't just a black issue. You got white people out here. You got all different races, genders out here protesting at the same time. Which people took as like, you know, well, this he's trying to say it's not a black issue. These people are dying. No, that's not what he's saying. He was saying the people protesting are all different races and they're all together because this issue.
Correct.
But he couldn't even say the one thing that you really are saying with the shirt, which is this is a black problem. Y'all killing black people. This isn't an everybody problem. Not everybody's being killed. It's black people being killed. Now everybody, it might be all kinds of different people under the rainbow that are
protesting
right. together. But it's a black problem. And because you can't say that, I almost wish the guys didn't even say nothing. Like, just wear the shirt, let people be mad, call you nigger, whatever the fuck, and go about your business, because at the end of the day, you're not able to talk that way and make money in America.
Nope, not make money, nope.
Yeah, when they hit you with that, so why are you wearing the shirt? What do you think it means? That's all they need to respond with, or no comment.
Well, that's what Rose did. And seeing this white dude, Cody Westerlin, kind of call Rose out, like he didn't say exactly what was going on.
It's because you didn't have anything to roll off of or anything to criticize him about, because you've already made up your mind that this nigga shouldn't have wore this shirt.
Well, he didn't say, I don't think he said he shouldn't have wore the shirt. I mean, you got to read the article. I think he just wanted to be like, I want more. Like how Justin just said he wanted more from the commissioner. Like, I want more. And I'm saying, I don't say shit like that because I appreciate people for what they do. Cause my default
Correct.
Is you don't gotta do shit.
Right. You don't have to do a motherfucking thing.
So he wore the shirt. His teammates got it. Joakim Noah said he has every right to express his beliefs. I respect Derek a lot. He's definitely making a statement by wearing it. That's my guy. Taj Gibson said, I thought it was great. I thought it was him speaking his mind. It's a good thing for a positive movement. He says that Rose took a stance was admirable. One NBA star bringing awareness to a social issue can do the work of 100 of average Joes. And Rose still carries clout as the hometown hero who made it out of rough streets of Inglewood. With his platform comes a responsibility, and this was Rose using it to the fullest extent.
I think his brother made him wear it.
It was also fitting that Rose made his stand by show rather than words, which he too often bumbles. At some point, soon though, we'll want to hear from him. I don't need him to talk.
Me either.
Cause
I
one,
like when he don't,
he does fuck up often. Like when he said that shit about what about my kids and you know life after basketball. I gotta think about. He's not really good at talking. Even his ads don't have him talking in it. Yeah, and he's selling you some shoes and he ain't say a word.
Hey, his brother made him wear that shirt, man. His brother was like, look, man, either you get in front of the camera and wear this shirt, or I'm gonna get in front of the camera.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, we know Derrick Rose can't read. Oh, Lord. So he don't know what's on the shirt.
That's the real reason he couldn't answer the question.
Yeah, they just told him, you know, put this shirt on. It's got some words on it. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, I appreciate the athletes for doing it. And
he probably was like, but I can breathe.
Yeah.
Look, just wear the shirt,
I'm wearing
the
shirt, man. Just put it on, man. Okay.
But I can breathe just fine.
Let's see.
And then that dude, didn't he misspell some words? Didn't he misspell breathe when he was trolling Derrick Rose?
Oh, Lord.
In that article? Like, he put breath instead of breathe.
I don't remember, man.
Seemed like that's the one that when he wrote the article and he was like, Derrick Rose wore the shirt, and he put the hashtag in front of it. It was like, I can't breathe, but he spelled breath instead of breathe. So it was like, you stupid motherfucker.
The NFL unveiled their conduct policy changes.
At the end of the season? While the season going? Didn't they just do this like a few weeks ago?
Yeah, but it's a new one. It's been a month and a half, so we got to have a new one.
Like week six they did this, right?
Super Bowl coming, so they got to do it, man. Here are your bullet points for the new policy.
Did the Players Association agree to this?
I mean, they're not going to do it. It don't matter what this shit says. They're going to do whatever it takes when the next crisis pops up. The NFL will no longer defer entirely to the decisions of the criminal justice system, instead embracing the use of independent investigations of players accused of crimes and violations. Here's the thing.
Instead of letting people in police do the police fucking job?
Here's the thing. They've never, ever, ever bowed to the decisions of the criminal justice system.
Correct.
They never did that. They when's the last time they let an investigation finish out? Not since fucking Pac-Man Jones, Michael Vick, any of this shit. Like they get ahead of you before you even get in trouble with the law. Like the law don't even, they haven't even banged a gavel yet and your ass is out of the NFL.
That's Chad Johnson.
There will be a special counsel for investigations and conduct to handle all player discipline. That position will be filled soon with candidates vetted and hired by the league. Roger Goodell will still hear and rule on appeals. So he's not even taking himself out of the process, which is what, if I was NFLPA, would be my main gripe.
Right.
But doesn't this have to be approved by the Players Association before they can implement it?
I think they're going to have to fight it out, man.
And they should. And he shouldn't be the one making the decisions. A board, fine. But his ass is out of the decision-making process.
Well, the NFLPA collectively bargained away the right to do this in 2011. So, you know, it's already been decided that they're out of the discipline game.
Who was that dude again?
DeMarie Smith?
Yeah, DeMarie Smith.
Yeah, I remember that was a huge thing when they did. I was like, this is a mistake.
Man,
I kept bringing it up.
Yeah, what was he thinking? Does he even like football and the playoffs?
A committee of not, well, they couldn't see this going wrong. And I could see, that's the only thing I could see for years now.
As much as they stay in trouble, how could you not see this going wrong?
They couldn't see a Ray Rice scandal. And the reaction that Roger Goodell would have to being tricked. They couldn't see it. And I was like, it's obvious there's going to be a case where he goes too far and y'all going to be upset that y'all don't have any recourse. There's no special tribunal. There's no, the appeals process goes back to him.
And my thing is that it doesn't benefit the players. So you as the person over the players. And the thing about the NFL, and I don't know if it's because their contracts are short or what, it's like the people that represent them don't really give a fuck about the people that they're representing.
Boundergate was a clear warning that, you know, you can get gone and you don't have any recourse with the commissioner.
Mm-hmm. A committee of nine owners headed by the Cardinals president and former prosecutor Michael Bidwell will oversee the personal conduct policy.
Nine
owners.
Mm.
A 6-game suspension is codified for violations involving assault, battery, domestic violence, dating violence, child abuse, and other forms of family violence or sexual assault. Now, what's going to happen the first time somebody gets accused of rape and they say, I ain't do it, and she says they did, and what happens then?
You mean like...
Because you ain't got to wait on the criminal justice system.
You mean like Kaepernick did over the summer?
Right. If a player is formally charged with a crime of violence, he will be suspended with pay. So... they also revealed a fucking flow chart that is big as shit.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of other companies that, when you get in trouble with the law, sometimes they will suspend you with pay.
Yeah, certain jobs.
Till the end of it, like teachers, you know, other jobs like that. But we talking about football.
Right.
I need to be on the field and give me my money.
because you're affecting a lot of shit. And my question is this: what happens when it's a huge superstar that's really going to affect them making the playoffs or some shit like that? Like
something that happened right before the Super Bowl?
Right. It's going to affect the game. Are we still going to implement this? Are we going to go, well, no, we're going to start the suspension after the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. We got to start
like where are your rules and regulations now, for this?
Now, in theory, nobody's bigger than the game.
Right, but that's theory. Not true.
Nah, the next level, this is my prediction. I've been right so far, so let me put one more out there. The next level of this shit is a white person's going to do something, and it's going to be somebody that everybody looks up to, somebody mm-hmm. that's the face of the league, and they're not going to get the same treatment. And it's mm-hmm. going to be better. Like, it's going to be like, oh, Tom Brady got accused of something, but nothing's happening to him.
Right, he not even get suspended. Yeah, we don't let the justice system take its course.
So either that'll happen, and that's when players will be like, oh, now I realize that this is a selective treatment, or they will suspend that person just like they do everybody else, and they're going to find out that fans actually care about those people.
Right.
And those people are gonna flip the fuck out. Like, you can't do this to Tom Brady. What about his right to due process?
But fuck them niggas.
The other part of it is the owners get the same consequences as the players.
Right. Well, they don't. The players negotiated that right away. So no, they don't get that.
Yeah, and I think that's
get the benefit of the doubt. They get the legal process.
No, well, but I'm saying in this one, I think they're supposed to be with the changes that the owners get the same consequences.
I didn't read that. Okay, cool.
And the thing of it is, that's not cool. Because if you're saying that the owners are held on the same standard as a player, when everything else, mm-hmm. in theory, the owners should be held at a higher standard. Now they're getting less consequences, really, if you think about it. Because if a Ray Rice is supposed to get six games,
before this, they've been held to no consequences
at all.
So I mean, that's actually a step up for the NFLPA.
Thanks to the Colts owner, you know, that kind of changed.
But one thing, Jerry, what's his name? Didn't get shit.
Colangelo.
No, Jerry from the
Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that bitch sucking.
He didn't get shit.
Come on, dog.
You know? Russell Wilson. Apparently, we got to speed up. Russell Wilson apparently enjoyed this porn that he found on Twitter. Not safe for work. Oh. I'll put the link in the chat to the picture.
Not safe for work.
Now, this square brother is getting to be cool.
Now, it's a picture of a white girl sucking a big black penis. Mm-hmm. He's logged into his Twitter account.
Pull that Tiger Woods. You want to see my cock?
He favorited this tweet that said, @Altair_rules, @MissJessicaJades, you love Russell Wilson. And it's her, some woman sucking a dick. He favored that shit. So maybe he accidentally favored it. What do you think he did? On purpose?
I don't even think he really uses his own Twitter page, to be honest.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Why not?
He too busy doing other shit. Like, I don't see him doing his own Twitter page. I really feel like somebody else does it for him.
Let me go read some of his tweets. Excited to announce my partnership with @EatTheBall. We are going to feed the world one ball at a time. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that like that picture? It's feeding that woman one ball at a time.
Well, I mean, he is giving her stuffing.
If they don't take notice, make them notice. #MakeThemNotice. BVD, a generous person will. Bible verse of the day, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I can't help but give God glory that when I think about my story. Yeah, you're right. He don't tweet this shit. All right.
Yeah, that's somebody else. I believe him.
Somebody favorited him. But he talking about Jesus. He favoring these white women sucking that dick.
Man, look, that was one of them 2:00 in the morning. Shit, I'm supposed to be favoriting and retweeting shit that with Russ' name in it, and they not reading it. You know what I mean? They just retweeting and favoring.
Maple Leafs goalie Jonathan Bernier was talking to the media after a game.
Just wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously Nelson Mandela, one of the most significant historical figures of the 20th century. What knowledge or awareness did you have of him growing up, or when did you learn of him?
Well, obviously growing up, he's one of the most known athletes in the world, and a lot of impact in any kind of sport that he did. And that I, you know, even playing hockey, everyone knows him, right? From being the type of person that he was off the ice and on the ice. And so unfortunate that he passed away a year ago. But, you know, he changed a lot while he was with us, and he's a tremendous guy. I just think the way he met that is, you know, to me growing up, playing sports with my parents was something really special, because I can share, you know, try to be a leader, you know, try to share things and things like that, where, you know, when you're a group sport, you need to do that, right? You need to be as one, and I think that's what he meant. And, you know, I think sports is really powerful. A lot of people obviously love to play the game. It can be hockey, basketball, football, and a lot of people watch that. And I think that's kind of the message I personally got from that.
See, here's what most people don't know about hockey players, and it's assumed that it's different because they're white. Hockey players are actually the least educated of all the sports.
Yes, they are.
Like, you don't have to go to college or any of this shit.
Mm-mm, the least educated group of people.
Yeah, and he just kept going.
I'm actually impressed with his response. Like, this is the type of dude that when you in a bind, do you see how quick he thought on his feet? He didn't know what the fuck that reporter's asking him.
Who Nelson Mandela was.
I don't know why that question was even relevant to the situation. Maybe he was at a charity or something. I don't know. But he winged the fuck out of that without hesitation.
That's true. That's true.
I'm okay with that, dude. Now, he was wrong as fuck.
Now, I'm a little worried because he's definitely not the dude I want to give my alibi.
No.
Because he's definitely not going to check out.
Hey, but as a wingman,
yeah.
I don't know. You got a 50-50 chance with him.
Yeah, like if you was just trying to talk to two chicks. Hey, you just need somebody to keep it going.
He got you covered.
He's the guy.
Yeah, you getting some that night.
He apologized later. He said, I'm embarrassed. I didn't mean to offend him, his legacy. I got flustered with that red carpet. I think I was nervous. I think everyone makes mistakes, and that was me that night.
He lied right there. Yeah. I bet you answered that without even hesitating.
He was like,
got a text or a tweet talking about, hey, dog. No.
So what do you think about
hold on. Mr. Bond saying it was actually a Nelson Mandela tribute.
God damn. Nigga.
That's what Justin. That's why they act. That's why it was relevant. That's why they asked.
Because I was wondering, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
question?
It was a red carpet. I thought it was just a post. Hey, what if it would have been like, so, and also, what do you think about Martin Luther King? Oh, man. Hell of a sinner. You don't see a lot of people that get rebounds the way that he was ferocious. And I just feel like, you know, as his legacy of bringing us all together so that we can play zone defense.
Talented athlete, a great talent. But listen, though, that dude, that was like outside of him not knowing who Nelson Mandela actually is.
Right.
Yeah.
He spent at least 2 to 3 minutes off the top of his dome, executed perfectly.
It was amazing. I'm not down in that.
You know what I mean?
It was amazing. I'm not saying the lie was good because it was a terrible lie.
Yes, it was.
But it was amazing composure to shoot that bullshit right by you.
Right.
Like that's, you know what that is? That's Geno Smith in them interviews. That's what that is, bro.
That shit was good.
Yeah. Geno, why do you think you show Pro Bowl flashes? Well, you know, I was amazing on the field. And I feel like the Pro Bowl is a game that people play every year. And teams go out, they compete hard. They play in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, the flashes that I've shown in my game are kind of like that.
That was a lot of eyes.
Oh, okay.
Geno's smart enough to be like, you know what? Why not somebody from our team?
Right.
Like we're just a wonderful organization.
That's a good point.
Lots of good leadership and, you know, great coaching. And with that, you know, I feel like I'll propel to the next level. And, you know, I know you guys want me to be successful. I want the organization to be successful. And one way of doing that is having your quarterback out there at the you know, where everybody can see us at the highest level, which is the Pro Bowl. So I definitely want to be there. I know you guys want me to be there. And, you know, we got a great running back team. We got a great receiving
core.
If
you think about it, essentially, that's what Justin does every week when we do this show.
He be winging it.
Yeah, what's any difference from this?
Yep. Hey, that dude could be on my squad though. He would definitely, if we was picking people to run with, he could run with us.
Aaron Rodgers got really petty.
Oh snap.
Apparently, he went on, what was this at? He says, I just wanted to remind, cause he scored a touchdown after his 10-yard pass to Jordy Nelson. And, you know, he did his championship belt celebration, discount double check.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just wanted to remind people that you can do that celebration and not hurt yourself.
It
ain't got to put you out for the season.
Oh, man, that was so good. Oh, that's so good.
It's safe ways to do this, y'all. I get paid to do this.
No disrespect, but Aaron Rodgers is my nigga.
That is so petty. It's so good.
Yeah, it's like y'all out here hurting yourself.
Because Steven Tulach. Tuloach mocked his move, Rodgers move in week 3 with the Lions and hurt himself
and been out ever
since, tore his ACL and was out for the season.
Hey, right. I can see him doing a commercial and next time having one of them big dudes that be in a commercial with him
get hurt
and one of them get hurt. Yep. Now see, that's not how you do the double check.
Yeah. ex Phoenix Suns player pled guilty to theft. It's
Kevin
my man,
Johnson?
Richard Dumas.
Damn! But you know what? I expect it.
Yep, because he was on drugs the whole time.
He was a junkie.
He was on that cocaine the whole time.
And he could have been so great, man.
Guess what he got in trouble for?
What?
Stealing $800 worth of merchandise from Luke's Air Force Base Exchange. Wow! Hold on. I'm not done. While working with the janitorial service.
You on the clock, nigga. They gonna know you did it.
Smoked up all his NBA money, dog.
This nigga walked up in there with a mop and a bucket talking about, we can get high for hours.
Man, come on, man. You 6'8". You stand out.
When in you the crowd,
six,
right.
6'8", skinny as J.J. Evans, because I'm sure all that crack he been smoking, he ain't eating.
Right. They going to recognize you.
His diet consists of crack in the morning, crack for lunch, and some more crack for dinner.
He call it crack for snack.
He's like, crackfast. I wonder what I'm going to eat for crunch.
I'll you, speak a little bit of crack on these grits.
What you got for lunch today? Oh, not just some Cracker Jacks.
Nothing better than a midday rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Where you going for lunch today? I'm thinking about Cracker Barrel.
Dumas was seen on surveillance camera. Taking cigarettes, alcohol, food, DVDs, and shoes.
Oh,
what your big ass doing taking some shoes? You know you wear a size 17.
I got these Converse for you, my brother.
No, they army shoes.
$10?
You need some army boots.
Military shoes. Yeah, like they ain't gonna realize.
I can't help but notice that your Nikes is a little scuffy. You ever try to play in some army boots like Leonard Brothers and them playing army boots all the time? And fatigues.
No disrespect, Elvie. No disrespect.
You know they be playing army boots and fatigues, dog. Here's some army boots and fatigues and some cigarettes.
Yeah, you know that from Fedreal.
He originally pleaded not guilty to 8 felony charges.
Damn, 8?
Of organized retail theft.
Damn, they hit organized, really?
That's why he got them dropped, because he was like, look at this shit. This look organized to you?
Organized.
Baby, I was going to smoke all that.
that right there is at least 12 hours worth of crack.
Man, I've been joking, mom, into itching, and then I started itching for real just now. He later did reach the plea agreement. He played with the Suns from 92 to 95. Back when I used to watch him, and I thought Charles Barkley was the best. I thought Richard Dumas was going to be somebody.
That final year, I think they just sent him home, too.
Yeah, because they got Michael Finley, and they let him play all the minutes instead. And Michael Finley was good, but he was just a rookie. Jordan lit his ass up.
Yeah, he could shoot, but Dumas he could jump out the gym.
Dog, what? He had that something special. And, I didn't know it was that crack.
And he used to do that Barkley, put the two hands behind his head.
Yep.
And bang it on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
With so much ease. I used to be like, oh, he gonna be so good. Wait, damn, they put him out for crack.
With his skinny ass.
He on drugs? Damn, why is he on the drugs?
So Ohio State, like Justin said, JT Barrett got hurt, so he couldn't play for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He got some domestic violence Tuesday morning with his girlfriend.
He bit his meat? What happened?
Beat his girlfriend.
Damn it. Beat your meat, not your woman.
You beat your girl on one good leg, man. What's wrong with these niggas, man?
You know she was talking shit. See,
you can't go home for... You know how the world feels about this at this point.
He got one of them Robert Griffin III type chicks at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't date no scrub with your broke leg ass.
Nah, sorry. I can't even blame it on him. Her. It was him.
And he got it's him. She was at home talking shit.
No, I'm okay with her talking shit.
I'm okay with her talking shit.
Yeah.
She should be able to talk shit because that's America. She can do what she wanna do. Suck it up. Get you a new woman if you don't like it. You know what I mean?
Nah, I don't even think she was talking shit. He just lost it.
Nah.
She probably came home and he was all mad that he wasn't playing. He was looking at the other nigga play. Then he was like, fuck, this nigga throwing touchdowns. And he just came home and started choking her.
Mm-mm. She came in the house.
Yep. I said it the way I meant.
Nope. She came in.
I'm right.
She was like, oh, shit, your broke leg, motherfucker, you. And he was like, babe, will you fix me a sandwich? I hadn't been able to move.
He was so innocent.
And so calm.
And she was like,
how domestic violence happens.
She was like, yeah, I'll get you a sandwich. What you want? He gave her all these listening instructions. She was like, look, here goes some cheese, some mayo. Here goes some peanut butter and jelly, some lettuce, tomatoes. And she brought it out and put it on one of them little table stands. Like, you fix it. You put what you want in here because that shit was too complicated.
Mm. Barry Clark said she told Barry that she would leave in the morning because he told her to leave his apartment and she refused. The argument started when he told her to leave the apartment. That's how you know what happened. He was like, God damn. She was like, what's wrong, baby? I know y'all won the game and you wasn't getting to play, but you know, it's okay. You're going to be back next year. He was like, get the fuck out of my apartment, bitch. I want to be sad by myself because I don't want you to see me crying. And then she was like, I'm going to be here for you like a good woman.
She was there
and that's when he
steal.
Pushed her.
She was there trying to steal.
No, it says here, right here, Barrett then pushed her. Barrett Clark says she called Barrett that she would leave in the morning. She still was trying to be nice. Like, I'll just leave in the morning then.
Nah, that's
because I don't have nowhere to go. You kicking me out of our apartment
being nice
in the middle
when,
of the night.
Is that being nice when somebody asks you to leave and you like, no,
yeah,
I'm going to stay?
Especially if you live there too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't come. You think I can give him a hand and tell Karen
to leave?
Why
she just go to the other room?
She must have. And he
pushed her. She didn't leave. She was standing in his face talking.
She went to, he's on the couch with a broke leg. So she went to the bed to lay down, and then she said that's when Barrett confronted her in his bedroom, choked her on the bed.
Same bitch, don't you never disrespect me, never, not at all.
Right.
She said Barrett used his forearm to apply pressure to her neck.
Shit.
Did he put her in the police chokehold?
Before taking her phone away from her, Barrett Clark told police she managed to get away from Barrett to call police.
So she finally left like he asked her to.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Yeah.
All this could have been avoided.
Yeah.
That or he just keep his hands to himself, but you know,
right?
Barrett called 911 to say that his girlfriend wouldn't leave his house. His ex girlfriend wouldn't leave his house.
Oh man, what did 911 take for this?
Barrett Clark says Barrett choked her and threw her across the room. Barrett Clark also tells the dispatcher that she's pregnant.
Oh,
come bruh.
Yeah. You okay with
what's
this?
His name? TJ? No, I'm not okay with it.
This is JT Barry. I just have my ex girlfriend in my house. I would like her to leave. Said to call at 11:30 p.m. Alexandria Barry Clark, 19, said I have a domestic violence account, and said in her call shortly after my ex choked me and flung me across the room, and I'm pregnant.
I think there are tapes. I think TMZ got it.
Trying to get it to play.
Oh, you got it.
I say,
oh, okay.
You know TMZ got it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to play, but
I think TMZ catches all phone calls go to 911 go through TMZ.
Yeah, but I mean JT Barrett, man. I mean, I guess Jay from Ohio was right when he kept saying, "Yeah, bitch." I wouldn't watch that game with him. Man, I can't for some reason I won't play.
I'm about to put one in the producers.
Is it a link in there or something? You got a link to it?
Yeah, it's on Yahoo. I just put it in the producers.
Oh, okay. Chat. All right. Let me see. obvious.
I'm not sure if it's as long as the other one. This one only a minute 45.
TMZ obtains 911 calls. Yeah, I think it's just my, I need to close my browser and open it up again because it's just moving slow. Give me 1 second. I'm going to close it and open it back in a second.
Okay.
Let me play some music for the nice people out there until we get back.
Young, fresh nigga.
Migo!
Aw, shit, we got some Migos. About to lose some brain cells.
Go, 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 go! Hey! Eels, nigga! What want them eels, nigga? Got some niggas in the hood. They got eels, nigga!
Great workout music.
Walking around with an Eminem. Yo, Rich
nigga. Snake, snake nigga, and yo, grandma, nigga, yo, nigga, you nigga.
911, what's your emergency?
This is JT Barrett, and
go by his nickname. Oh, 911 calls. He still go by his nickname and not his government.
Did he say, though? Like, he didn't know his name?
Do you know what your emergency?
This is JT Barrett, and I just have my ex-girlfriend in my house, and I would like her to leave.
Okay, and has anyone been drinking?
Nah, I already tried choking the bitch, and she still won't leave. I threw her out the wall. I don't know what's going on. Can y'all help?
Drugs?
No, ma'am.
All right, we'll be out there then. Thank you.
Did she ask him, was it drugs?
911.
No, she said, would you like to place file charges? He said, no.
Yeah, she did ask her about drugs, because, you know.
No, ma'am.
Wait, what do you mean? What you heard him say drugs?
My ex-girlfriend in my house, and I would like her to leave.
Okay, and has anyone been drinking or doing other drugs?
Oh.
No, ma'am.
He hesitated on that.
He seems rather calm.
Be out there, then. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, you be cool, then.
Appreciate it. Like,
all right,
like he was ordering pizza. Like, yeah, I've
been there for 10 minutes.
I want to get two large, both with all the toppings. You want anchovies on it, too? Yeah, you know what? I haven't had that in a while. Let me try some anchovies on one of them.
Fuck it, make it extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency. Like, I have a domestic violence account.
What's going on there?
My ex choked me and flung me across the room, and I'm pregnant.
Okay. Do you need a medic or anything?
No.
Women's so good. She threw in that, and I'm pregnant.
Hey, look.
Because that matters.
And why the 911 caller sound like she is so uninterested at this call? She was like, yeah, how can I help you today? What you want?
Yeah, that's their job. Normally when they get called, they ain't nobody calling to see how they doing.
It's just funny because she threw that at I'm pregnant. Like, just real quick, and it adds through more charges.
You said he choked you?
Huh?
You said he choked you?
Yes, and flung me across the room and put his elbow all in my throat and stuff.
Okay. And you don't need a medic?
No.
Okay, what's his name?
JT Barrett.
What's he look like? Is he black, white, or Hispanic?
Black.
Okay. What's he wearing?
Quarter black shorts, a black Ohio State t-shirt, and he broke his ankle, so he has a cast.
Okay. Does he have any weapons?
No. There's broken glass in the room, though.
We'll get
officers
out, okay?
Thank you.
Did you watch Walking Dead this week? Okay.
It is funny how you can only be black, white, or Hispanic.
Did you watch the Ohio State game? Okay, cool. Do you know who won? Okay. What was the score? Okay, we'll be right out there. Thank you. Let's get back into some more crime. Tennessee Titans, Sammy Hill, is being accused of rape. They say first he had consensual sex with the woman. Then she's a dancer at a Houston strip club. She met Hill while working December 3rd, went back to a nearby hotel with him. Her and Hill had consensual sex at the hotel, then they fell asleep. Short time later, the woman claims she woke up when Hill placed his hand around her throat while attempting to stick his penis in her vagina. The woman claims she resisted and told him to stop several times, to which Hill allegedly replied, "I'm just trying to get this last nut." The woman claims Hill eventually apologized. After he apologized, he gave her $300 in cash. Cops are investigating the incident. So far, no charges have been filed or arrests have been made. They reached out to Hill and his rest for comment. No word back.
So he said, "I'm trying to get this last nut."
Yep, just trying to get this last nut because they already had consensual sex once.
How many nuts he want? Was it that good?
Right. You could have went and jacked off or woke me up and said, "Hey, let's do it again." You just had to take it.
You know what I wonder is, did they have a, was it like a prostitution thing? Because, you know, stripper going back to a hotel with you is very rare. Wonder if money already was exchanging hands and she was like, "Bitch, you got to pay for two."
Correct.
I was going to say, now watch. Do you watch Judge Faith that come on TV?
Hell no, I don't watch that bullshit.
Damn, she's sexy. I watch it just for
that. Is.
Nah, I watch porn for sexiness.
Hey, she doing her thing. Y'all
she
watch,
got fake butt injections or no?
Y'all watch Judge Faith. Anyway,
she got
it was a dude suing a stripper for the same thing. He took her to Judge Faith. Talking about her. He gave her money. He didn't get his nut. He wanted his money back. And she said no. And Faith was like, "I can't give you money for trying to buy a prostitute. What's wrong with you?"
Let's keep it crimed up. Police arrested Oklahoma State running back Tariq Hill.
Now, he looked like a dude.
Yeah, he
who
did.
Committed a crime.
I haven't even read the
he
crime.
He did a crime.
But, you know, sometimes you just
whatever
look.
It is, that nigga did
he
it.
He got Ike Turner sideburns in his mugshot. He did it.
His eyes is red, like the anger inside of him.
Nah, you should cross the street if you see this brother.
They red like the Flash.
He was arrested on a probable cause for a felony charge of domestic abuse by strangulation. According to a police report, Hill got into a fight with his girlfriend at his place in Stillwater. Stillwater police media release says the unnamed 20-year-old victim accused Hill of hitting her in the face and the stomach and choking her, and that her injuries were consistent with those accusations. The victim told police she is 8 weeks pregnant with Hill's child, according to the police report. Mm-hmm.
Look at that wide nose and them big lips. He did it. Now, mm-hmm. I wonder if her 911 call is as calm as that other lady. Because what? Neither one of them, both of them was calm. TJ and his baby mama, they mm-hmm. both was too calm for their 911 calls.
Yeah.
He looked like his baby mama was not calm at all.
There's a quarterback that is being forced to sue people that are selling a T-shirt with his nickname on it, or else the NCAA will force him to stop playing.
What?
If a student's athlete's name or picture appears on a commercial item, T-shirt, sweater, serving trays, playing cards, or posters, or it is used to promote a commercial product sold by an individual or agency without the student athlete's knowledge or permission, the student athlete or the institution acting on behalf of the student athlete is required to take steps to stop such an activity in order to retain his or her eligibility for intercollegiate athletics.
Wow. So, how you can't control that sometimes.
Right. So if someone else tries to sell like Johnny Football shirts, if you don't sue them to prove your innocence, you're no longer eligible to play college football.
And my question is that if you sue them and they win and they pay you, are you ineligible then?
I know, right?
I mean, not trying to be funny. It's like
you can't profit from it.
Right.
So now I got to spend money on a lawsuit, but I can't profit from it.
Correct. Fuck crazy. You.
Crazy as shit. Here's a good story. If you're gonna be talking some shit on about sports, stay off of Facebook and social media sites doing it. Houston Texans fan Carlos brought two plane tickets to Jacksonville so that he and his girlfriend Alice could watch the Texans take on the Jaguars last Sunday.
Okay.
They were excited about the trip and they posted a picture of their boarding passes to the Travel Texas Facebook page to prove it. That's when a Jaguars fan struck and tried to ruin everything. So he put, so these people posted their flight info on the Texans, going to Jacksonville Facebook page. So I canceled their tics.
Smart. Oh.
And he put a picture up that said, your reservation has been canceled, like a confirmation from Southwest.
Smart.
Dick move. Luckily, his treachery quickly spread onto the Traveling Texas Facebook page, and some helpful Jaguars fans helped Carlos and Alex get everything worked out with the airline on time. They even ended up becoming bros with some of the Jags fans who helped them out. It's nice to see that not all NFL fans are, you know, fucked up. But
how could he do that?
That dude posted all his information.
Mm-hmm. Did he post in the login and the password too? Like, how can you just go on and be like, cancel this shit?
I guess you can just call up there and get it taken care of. I don't know. But
it's online. It's probably forwarded to your email or forwarded here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, like Justin said, it's smart. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Keep them motherfuckers out your city.
Ooh, exactly. Them two people made the world for the difference.
That person that hit Cam Newton probably was a New Orleans Saints fan.
The Bears.
From that ass whooping he gave them. That shit was on purpose. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They was like, that's his vehicle. Run a light. Run, don't stop. Fan.
Yeah, they was like, oh. And like, it was probably well organized and, you know, that everybody had walkies. Like,
well, and go, well go, thought go, out go. Plan.
Cause I remember when the Saints came here and they beat the Panthers, like, cause y'all happened to go to the Waffle House that night and they was in there on the jukebox and talking about, when the Saints come watching in, like,
oh,
they was
Lord.
Trolling the fuck out of people in there with Panthers uniforms. So I can imagine after he went out there down to the New Orleans and whooped their ass, there's some local Saints fans mad as fuck.
The Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer stood up in front of the offense earlier this week and offered an emotional apology for telling the NFL Network reporter in a conversation that was later reported on TV that Jay Cutler's play killed the Bears. Cutler, according to the Chicago Tribune, shook his head during the apology.
But why is he apologizing to the line? Like,
I'm still kind of trying to sort my way through this, to be honest, one player said. It's one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen. It's a fucked up situation, another player said. Cromer confirmed that he talked with NFL Network's Ian Rapoport as he left the stadium following last Thursday's Bears loss to the Cowboys. Sunday morning, on both Twitter and the NFL Network's pregame show, Rapoport reported that the Bears' growing frustrations with Jay Cutler and the franchise regret over the big contract extension it signed to after last season. Without revealing Cromer as a source, here's what Rapoport said on TV. I'm told by Bears sources that there's a serious case of buyer's remorse with Jay Cutler and signing him to that huge contract that is, by the way, guaranteed through next year. Jay Cutler simply has not played well enough and is not just in the passing game. His refusal to check out a bad run plays has absolutely killed his team. And there's a serious case of frustration inside the organization about the way Jay Cutler has played. I'm told they've considered benching him against Tampa Bay when they were shut out at halftime. In the meeting on Monday, Cromer admitted to the Bears offense that he had spoken with Rapoport and that he had adamantly denied saying anything about the team had buyer's remorse for re-signing Cutler. Maybe that's believable because Rapoport went on to report that defensive coordinator Mel Tucker is expected to be fired after the season, a piece of information that Cromer wouldn't have, so the good ship Bears has sprung more than just a single leak. So yeah, they said
this person been going around talking to multiple sources.
Yeah, they say he was crying and shit during the apology. Right. Anyway,
I mean, damn,
Jay Cutler,
coach,
why you gotta apologize? You know why you gotta apologize? You gotta apologize because he's telling the truth.
Right,
this nigga's
terrible. Yes, he on that do not draft list too for fantasy football.
Let's see. Adrian Peterson's appeal got denied, so he will not be playing football in the NFL this season.
Is anybody surprised?
Yes, because Ray Rice got an appeal, and Adrian Peterson didn't.
Oh.
So I am surprised.
Okay,
I didn't think he would get to play, but. You know.
That's what I meant. I didn't think he would get to play.
Harold Henderson is the arbitrator. He said, I conclude that the player has not demonstrated that the process and procedures surrounding his discipline were not fair and consistent. He was afforded all the protections and rights he is entitled, and I find no bias to vacate or reduce the discipline. Harold Henderson ruled Goodell's domestic violence memo did not constitute a change of personal conduct policy, rather a reinforcement. Peterson's suspension is technically indefinite. He is allowed to apply for reinstatement on April 2015. Peterson's next step is likely to be a lawsuit in federal court.
Ah, yes, and I hope he goddamn wins.
Crazy.
Damn.
And this is the problem that you have with all these goddamn fucking rules they're passing. What happens if you suspend people and sit them down and pay them, and then it goes to court and they're found not guilty? Like, you're not you can't give them the games they missed back.
All he did was have kill his son. I mean, damn, he lived, okay?
He did.
Right. He lived.
It's not like it's on videotape.
Yeah, all he had was lacerations to.
Kids get beat all the time. They bounce back.
To his scrotum. I mean, he only had lacerations to his scrotum.
His real problem was whooping that kid, getting found out he whooped that kid after the Ray Rice shit.
Correct.
If it would have happened the week before, his ass would still be playing right now.
And that's correct, happened too. Happened
a week, but he got found out the week after, and his ass is done.
Right.
Ex-Redskins Lavernius Coles wants $240,000 engagement ring back. Could make a Virginia law.
Now, he was also an ex-Jet. Why would you talk about that? Why you got to associate him with Washington? He played with the Jets, too.
Apparently,
that don't matter.
He gave a 5.6 carat diamond appraised at $240,000 to a woman he proposed to in February. Allegedly found out in March that his betrothed was interested in another, and the whole thing got called off in June. He requested a return of his ring, and Kendra M. Fairchild has demurred, court records show.
I don't know why he requested. Why he didn't go take?
So Cole sued in Fairfax.
Requesting is probably better, because you take, you're going to be TMZ, you're going to be getting a 911 call.
On Friday morning, he won round one of his quests, overcoming a pretrial request to dismiss the case. Who cited Virginia's heart bomb statute, which says that no civil action shall lie or be maintained in this commonwealth for alienation of affection, breach of promise to marry, or criminal conversation. But Virginia courts have not always applied the statute to contested engagement rings, with some ruling that this ring is a conditional gift and the breach of promise to marry violates the condition of the agreement. Mm-hmm. And the Virginia Supreme Court has never weighed in on the issue, meaning the former receiver for Florida State, the Jets, and the Redskins could set a statewide precedent either way if this case makes it all the way to the high court.
Now, see, she has to have, her pussy is like sunshine.
Why would you say that?
Not really.
Because he went out and bought the $240,000 engagement ring. Oh, yeah, that's why.
Dudes do that. Because they substitute time. Yeah. With money, and a lot of dudes spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on rings, and it's just one of those things where it's kind of fucked up, because it'd be one of those things where you would think the other person would give it back, but they're like, fuck you, you gave me this is a motherfucking gift. So right, it depends on who you ask.
She got $240,000 on her finger right now. She's not returning it.
Just give it back. What's wrong with people? Just give it back. They don't want you to have it.
She don't owe him anything. He gave her that because he wanted her to have it. Well, she
No, you give it back. You give it to him for a promise to marry you. It's such a simple idea. It's not even fucking complex. Just get the shit back. The nigga don't want you to have it. You don't want to marry him. Just get the fucking shit back.
But Nubu spent that. He spent that.
Yeah, that's fine, but just saying.
Ring gone.
That's so...
You better pay me for it, then.
That's such a fucked up thing to do to another person, especially somebody that you thought you were going to marry at some point. Like...
Yeah, we not...
Why would you even accept that shit?
Right, because it's constantly going to remind you of the person. It's one of those things, but if we don't marry, I want my ring back.
He tried to buy her love. It didn't work. You know what? He knew when he gave her that ring
that she might not do it.
It wasn't going to work out. This is like the last ditch. Maybe if I marry her and maybe, oh, no, I can't just get a 1 carat. I can't get a 2 carat. I can't get 3 carats.
Well, they had dated for 7 years and their union was dissolved after Coles posted photos of himself on vacation with another woman on Facebook earlier this year.
Right. See, he knew. He knew then. He posted pictures.
Well, she thought she was cool with it, and then she got caught out there. That's what happens.
Oh, so he posted pictures of himself?
And then she got mad and said, I'm not giving the ring back because your ass out here with these.
Nah.
But my thing is, you still don't get the ring. You're just being vindictive. You're angry.
Correct.
But that don't make you right.
Nope.
I mean, the ring is for a promise of wedding. Promise to be married to.
Good luck, though. I hope this law does pass.
She should have married him. She really was about that life.
Married him and got that dick got half.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what she
and
fucked
she
up.
She was really about that money.
She wasn't really about it. She tried to move on.
She got a house on her hand.
I wonder who she replaced him with, though.
I don't know, because earlier they tried to make it sound like she moved on, which must be his story, but it sounds like he was out here in the street with these hoes.
Mm-hmm. I hope he create this new love.
Yeah, somebody got to put something on the books.
It's a lot of brothers out there. There's a lot of brothers out there just sitting there waiting. Like, will it pass? Will it pass? Go ahead and file. I want to get my attorney. Go ahead and file the paperwork. Right.
As soon as that passes, I'm going to get my motherfucking ring back.
There's probably more people out there waiting on that than it was for when they finally allowed for homosexuals to get married.
That's true. This nigga's just sitting in the courthouse. Well, a line full of niggas with just receipts.
Yo, I got my paperwork, y'all. Right.
Man, my shit wasn't no $240,000, but it was $240 I wanted back.
Right. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la. Hey, mama. Kobe Bryant, y'all. He a lot of Kobe news this week. I might actually save some for next week. He got a documentary coming out on Showtime. Kobe Bryant's Muse is what it's called. Here's a trailer.
This isn't film. I want to say something. I have things I want to think about, things I want to dive into and get off my chest. I don't have the patience to sit and write a book, so I'll do it this way. What I found through the process is that it became more than a documentary. It became therapy on film.
Coming in February, Kobe Bryant's Muse.
I will be watching that. That nigga said, I don't have time to sit and write a book.
Appointment fucking viewing. I will buy Showtime for this.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we already got it. But if we didn't, I would get it.
Yeah, if we don't, we're going to add it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Justin? You don't seem very upset. I mean, very
I can't wait.
Excited. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be great, man.
Can't wait to see get inside the brain of the greatest player.
Kobe sister, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Kobe apparently went off on some people at practice.
He's tired of losing.
Kobe Bryant, according to this, Mike Bresnahan said, Kobe extremely unhappy on the practice court. Now I see why we've lost so many games. We're soft like Charmin. Kobe yelled to Kupchak while leaving practice court. These blanks. These blanks aren't doing shit for me. These motherfuckers aren't doing shit for me. Didn't think team practiced hard. Kobe during practice was soft like Charmin. Was soft like shit. Kobe during practice, is this the type of shit that's going on in these practices? Now I see why we lost 20 fucking games.
Oh, yeah, he about that winning.
Sound like Kobe don't go to practice unless with the rest of the riffraff.
Practice? How the hell he supposed to make
his team better?
Right.
By Kobe, him being at practice.
Kobe looking like, bitch, I've been up since 2. I worked out, went to the interview, went to talk to such. I get here at practice. I've been up already for 5 hours and y'all ain't here fucking around.
Kobe said during practice, practice gets real uncomfortable when I'm in this motherfucker. Kobe to coach check out the practice. I'm supposed to practice and get better. These motherfuckers ain't doing shit for me.
Oh Lord.
Kobe wrote Lynn during practice, daring him to shoot. I talked his ass right into that bullshit. Nick Young during practice. Nobody in the world could guard me 1-on-1. Kobe. You're going exactly where I want you to go. See if Kobe constant berating work when the Lakers play the Spurs tomorrow night. Yeah, they play them tonight.
Yeah, that's just started.
Yeah. Let me see. They got some vines.
Hey, you know what, though, man? The way they wrote it, all out of context.
Hold on. I don't hear this. Oh, that's Swaggy telling Kobe nobody can guard me 1-on-1.
Yeah.
honestly, this is just him shit talking to motivate his teammates.
It looked like
why they trying to make it sound so inflammatory?
It looked like what we do in the gym every day.
Yeah. What was so bad about that? And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Kobe Bryant fan. If that would have been any player, if that would have been LeBron, I'd be like, that's not really a blow up. He just came to practice, challenged everybody to do better, talk shit. The end.
And Swaggy P was like, but you can't check me one on one. Like, it's.
Yeah. Swaggy, the only nigga that actually got some respect. Kobe got 6,000 assists. He's the only player to ever have 30,000 plus points and 6,000 assists.
He the only one?
Uh huh.
Nobody else.
Not even Michael Jordan.
I believe that because.
Not even LaKeem.
Yeah, I believe that.
Not Bird. Bird did a lot of scoring and passing. He made his teammates better.
Tonight he's 31 points away from passing Michael Jordan all time.
Not Magic did it either. Magic was the assist king with the no look.
Not even Magic. Kobe got him. Magic hoped the Lakers lose all the games.
Kobe motherfucking Bean Bryant.
Magic hoped the Lakers lose all the games. All
right, but Kobe don't assist though. Okay.
But anyway, we'll be back next week.
Big Bad Magic.
Big Magic Johnson.
Want us to lose. Hey, I did put another link for TMZ. It got her side of the story. Laverne Cole's ex-fiance. Got her side of the story.
All right. Let me see.
I wish they had a picture of the ring. That's what I really wanted to see. I want to see what a $240,000 ring looked like.
He's being an a-hole and lying about our engagement. Bitch, get a $240,000 ring back.
That's what I was looking for because I wanted to see what the ring looked like. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see what that looked like.
Yeah, she says Coles originally popped the question in 2008, 5 years after they first started dating. She says she's pissed because she believes he's trying to convince the court they were only together for a couple of months before she broke it off. And it makes her look like she's just in it for a payday. What would it matter? Get a fucking ring back. Fuck her side of the story. Are you serious? Man, we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.